Welcome to the Clearwater Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Lance Williams, your host for the Threshers pregame show. Joined as always with Josh Berber, the voice of the Clearwater Threshers. We're here live in Bay Care Ballpark. We did have some rain earlier. We had the tarp on, but the skies are clear now. The forecast is still a little shaky, but we're hopeful for today's game between the Clearwater Beach Dogs today, taking on the Tampa Tarpons. So the Beach Dogs, 2-0 on their season so far, but 42-17 for the Threshers, a league best, and already the Florida State League West Division champions. And the Tampa Tarpons, 27-33, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. This is the fourth meeting of the series. The Threshers so far have won two out of the three meetings. Yesterday, they won 8-4 in a complete team win. The winning pitcher, Sam Aldegary, was 2-0. He got a second win of the season. His decisions are 2-0. He pitched the first five innings, allowing just three earned runs, but six Ks. And then Gene Cabrera, out of the bullpen, came in and dominated. He had his first career save, a huge milestone for the young pitcher. He pitched four innings, allowing just one earned run, but five Ks. Along with the pitching, the hitting was great. Katie Fergus, 1-for-4 with three runners batted in. And William Bergoya, the 11th-ranked prospect in the Philly system, he had a 1-for-4 day with an RBI. He does have the day off today, though. Now, the base running was really what was so special yesterday. Six stolen bases, three from Justin Crawford, so speedy on base paths. Then Autocamp and Kay Fergus each had one. And yeah, you guessed it, Amari Boyd, two more stolen bases, upping his total to 36 on the year so far. That's number one by a wide margin. And trailing Boyd is Justin Crawford with 28 at the second spot. Now, let's take a look at the lineups for today's matchup between Clearwater and Tampa. Leading off for the Tampa Tarpons is Jared Serna, the shortstop, who's third in the Florida State League in batting average at 314, but Clearwater held him to 0-for-4 yesterday. Next is Anthony Hall, batting second. He's a left-handed hitter in center field, followed by Augustin Ramirez, the catcher. Dario Rios came in yesterday as a pinch hitter. He's in left field, followed by Brenny Escanillo, the second baseman. Next is Christopher Familiar, who has a 1.402 OPS in 13 games. This is the designated hitter. Next is Jesus Rodriguez, the third baseman, yesterday. Followed by Taylor Aguilar, got an eighth in left field. Jake Palmer, another left-handed hitter at first base. The starting pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons is a righty, number 16, Sean Herman, actually a Hillsborough County native, kind of interesting play for his hometown team. He got drafted in 2021 out of Durant High School. He is a 3.41 year with a 6.17 ERA and 46 2/3 innings pitched on the season. Well, let's take a look at that Clearwater Beach Dog lineup. Starting off, we have Amari Boyd in the leadoff spot. He'll be out in left field today. He has 12 stolen bases in 9 games in the month of June. Next is Justin Crawford in his typical center field spot. He was 1-for-3 yesterday for RBI, along with those 3 stolen bags, followed by Brian Rancone, the lone switch hitter in the Threshers' whole active roster right now. He's at shortstop. Next is Otto Kemp, third baseman, batting fourth. He's riding a 5-game hit streak. Next is Jordan Disson, who's catching. He doubled yesterday. Followed by Felix Reyes in the designated hitter spot. He has 11 RBIs in 9 games in June. Himself, including a grand slam on Tuesday. Batting seventh is Cole Moore, the first baseman. Next is Matt Alifano making his second game of the Threshers season, the second game with Clearwater in the Threshers season. He will be at second base. And finally, batting ninth is Cade Fergus, the right fielder for today's game, the 13th round pick of last year's draft. The starting pitcher for today for Clearwater is Alex McFarland, the 4th round pick from last year's draft out of the University of Miami. He's the 8th ranked prospect in the Philly system, according to MLB.com. This year, he has a 3.86 ERA with 42 innings pitched this year. So, last night, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, the high-A affiliate above the Threshers in the Philly system, they won their game 8-5 in Wilmington. Some of the former Threshers were really shined in that game. Gabriel Quinones Jr. was 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, including a double. And Eric Brito, the middle infielder, he also had an RBI. So today's a pretty special day here in Clearwater. We have a visit from none other than the Philly Fanatic. And as part of that, I've put together this segment called Fanatic Facts for the PH. So the Fanatic voted the best mascot ever by Sports Illustrated Kids in 2008. He debuted in April 25th, 1978 at the Vent in Philly. So a lot older than the Fanatic, who just turned 17 yesterday, but still best buds nonetheless. So he's reportedly 6'6", 300 pounds, a green flightless bird, built like a left tackle, but a mascot is his occupation. In fact, he was a member of the inaugural class of the Mascot Hall of Fame in 2005, one of the best to ever do it in the business. He was inducted for the mascot's Eric Sons the Danish Chicken of CMU. He's riding around with Philly on the field right now on his favorite vehicle, the ATV.
Let's give a nice round of applause, by the way. They provided us with all of those free tables we got as we walked in tonight. For himself, he's going to be actually where?
The Clearwater Threshers tonight, the Beach Dogs, with Finley, his best pal.
Good job. And next up is Danny Ware.
Threshers, 42-17, a league best, taking on the Tampa Tarpons, 27-23. The umpires for today's game, Pine Home Plate is Nolan Garcia, and along the base paths is Kenny Garcia. So there are other games going on in the Florida State League that are warming up right now, just like the Threshers and Tarpons are. First, the Lakeland Flying Tigers are in Dunedin. Dunedin now 30-30, 500 on the year. Next, the Jupiter Hammerheads are in Daytona, facing off against the Tortugas. And the St. Lucie Mets in Palm Beach. It's the Cardinals, and finally, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are in Bradenton, taking on the Cardinals. Other games in the Philly system have concluded. Each of the rookie ball teams, the DSL Phillies Red Team, won their game against the DSL Colorado team. In extra innings, the 10th Phillies Red Team came out victorious 5-4. The DSL Cardinals lost against the DSL Phillies White 5-1. And the Florida Complex League Phillies lost in a shootout against the Yankees 18-14. 17 hits for the Yankees, 12 for the Phillies. Now, another highly touted prospect in all of the Philly system is pitching today. Kurt Bogarty, the right-hander out of the University of Virginia, he is pitching today for Reading. Yesterday, Reading had Griff McGarry, the number 2 prospect in the Philly system. He had a great game yesterday. Is looking to continue that pitching performance. In fact, Griff McGarry did have a brief rehab stint here in Clearwater, and that was fun to see. Always fun to see those highly touted prospects who just continuing to develop as they approached towards the major leagues. So, Threshers with the Beach Dogs wearing their blue jerseys today, getting ready to come out onto the field. Managers of the respective teams, Marty Malloy and Rachel Balkovic of the Tampa Tarpons, exchanging scorecards now. Two pitchers coming out of the bullpen. And Finley wearing his blue Beach Dog jersey. I love the Philly Fanatic. He's punching his ATV. Josh, what do you love about the Philly Fanatic? Because there's a lot to love.
I mean, that's a difficult question. Pretty much everything. He's just so entertaining. I mean, he always just inspires the crowd to really just get excited, and you can just tell that he is a green furry man that just loves what he does. And it's just so much fun to watch. I mean, you just don't see. It's so easy to just fall into kind of a generic, all right, this is the mascot, we'll hype up the crowd sort of deal. But the Philly Fanatic does it in a way that you don't see any other mascot in sports do.
Yeah, the Fanatic really revolutionized what a mascot is. Now, out comes the Clearwater Beach Dogs out of the dugout. This is the outside of the Beach Dogs. We're going to take a quick pause here for the National Anthem. We'll get ready for the first pitch here in Bacon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and join us as we honor America with the performance of our National Anthem. Performing the anthem tonight is Dennis Knapp.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we walked, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reckoning of bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The third Beach Dogs day of the season here at BayCare Ballpark. Philly Fanatic in the house, and the Clearwater Threshers looking to clinch a sweep, as they have at least, well, every single home series this season. The Threshers 4-0-1 in series at home. That's 4 wins and 1 draw, and they look to clinch a share of at least another draw here at BayCare Ballpark. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, joined by my broadcast partner Lance Williams, and the Clearwater Beach Dogs are looking for their third win. While the overall on the season, the Threshers 42-17, a 27-6 record here at home, and as I mentioned, 2 wins as the Beach Dogs. Alex McFarland was on the mound for one of those wins, actually the first Beach Dogs night of the year, back against the St. Lucie Mets in April. And he is back on the hill here today. McFarland 0-3 the record, but an ERA of 3.86 with 58 punchouts, which leads the entire Clearwater Threshers staff just in front of Samuel Aldegheri by one strikeout. McFarland fourth in the league, and the man above him right now pitched last night. Brock Selvidge tied at second in the league with 64 strikeouts, so McFarland needs 6 to equal that mark. In his last two starts in June, he has struck out 14. First pitch is hit in the air by Jared Cerna, foul down the left field line. Kemp chasing, joined by Rincon, but that ball lands on the foul side of the netting in left, and we are underway. 0-1 count to Jared Cerna, who leads off the game for the Tarpons in the fourth straight contest. The power-hitting shortstop is third in the league with a .314 batting average, second with 37 RBIs, and a home run leader with 12. Breaking ball in there for a called strike from McFarland, and now the count is 0-2. McFarland, a four-seamer, sinker, slider, and a splitter, and that fastball can reach up to 100. There's the slider, and Cerna cannot touch it. Wave and a miss. And three-pitch Sia from McFarland starts off the game, strikeout number 59 on the season. Let's set the Tarpons lineup after the leadoff man Jared Cerna just struck out swinging. Anthony Hall, the number two hitter, is coming up to the plate. Augustine Ramirez is on deck batting third. Dowry Arias, the cleanup man for the Tarpons. First pitch to Hall, fastball outside, count 1-0. Brenny Escanillo will bat fifth, Christopher Familia batting sixth, Jesus Rodriguez moves down to the seventh spot, and Taylor Aguilar bats eighth with Jake Palmer batting ninth. Next pitch is a fastball upstairs to Anthony Hall, the number 18 prospect in the Yankees organization, batting second and playing center for the second consecutive night. 2-0. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. McFarland has hit as high as 100 on his fastball and his sinker, but it usually sits in the high 90s, around 96 to 98. A little bit slower on the start tonight, as McFarland, like many of these young arms, is going to need to find a way to keep the velocity up, but able to prolong it over the entirety of the game. 3-1 the pitch, breaking ball narrowly missing outside, and Hall will toss the bat towards the Tarpons dugout. A one-out walk is the first base runner of the ball game, and Augustine Ramirez will come up to the plate. With the base runner, we'll set the defense for the Beach Dogs. Cole Moore at first, Matt Alifano at second, Brian Rincon at short, and Otto Kemp at third, as Augustine Ramirez is now in the right-handed batter's box. Left to right in the outfield, Marion Boyd in left, Justin Crawford in center, Cade Fergus in right, same outfield as yesterday. First pitch to Ramirez, a slider that misses outside, count 1-0. Jordan Disson is the catcher for Alex McFarland, who now leans in for the sign. Quickly back into his stretch, sent from the first base side of the rubber, he deals the 1-0 pitch. It's another slider, and this one misses outside, count 2-0. All the number two hitter is now going to watch the count change. 2-0 turns to 1-1 as the call was successfully challenged by the catcher Jordan Disson. 1-1 count to Ramirez, fastball missing low, and the sinker makes it one ball and two strikes. Hall on first with three stolen bases in seven attempts, and another challenge, this time by the Tarpons catcher Augustine Ramirez, makes it a 2-1 count and changed from a 1-2. So 2-1 the count to Ramirez. Hall a short leadoff first. A swing and a miss on a nasty slider from Alex McFarland evens the count at two balls and two strikes. One strikeout already for McFarland. He's looking for his 60th on the season, a career 70 strikeouts in 50 innings in this game. Swing and a miss. Sliders all day from McFarland, and he gets his second strikeout of the opening inning as Ramirez goes down swinging for out number two here in first. That'll bring up Dowry Arias in left field tonight, typically a center fielder. Came on and played right field in place of the rehabbing Matt Pita in last night's game. Did not have an at-bat, and his first at-bat of the day starts with a breaking ball inside, a 1-0 count. Another slider from McFarland, who's really been working on his fastball and his sinker, particularly his sinker. The fastball, obviously, one of the first pitches that any hurler will learn how to throw. The slider for McFarland was his second and his A pitch while he was in college at Miami. Fastball misses upstairs, count 2-0 to Dowry Arias. He said that the Hurricanes pitching coaches thought that his effective slider made him more of a fit for the bullpen. He did make 12 starts and 47 appearances at the University of Miami, but he's certainly a guy who likes starting games, as he now has a 3-0 count to Dowry Arias. And the sinker is one of the newest pitches that McFarland is developing, so that's one that he has been emphasizing a lot as this year wears on. McFarland's first full pro season. 3-0 the pitch. This one hit on a line out to right field and a bouncer into the glove of Cade Fergus for a two-out single. Arias has the first hit of the day for the Tarpons. Hall goes to second, and Arias, he got the go-ahead on a 3-0 pitch. He is on first base with hit number one for the Tarpons. Two gone and two on, and that'll bring up Brenny Escanillo, the cleanup hitter in last night's game, went 1-for-4 with a single and struck out to lead off the ninth inning. Escanillo on the season averaged just south of 200 without a home run and 15 RBIs. Infield back and slightly shifted towards the right-hand side as Escanillo takes a fastball upstairs for ball one. Escanillo, a switch hitter, hitting in the left-handed batter's box with the righty McFarland on the mound. He's got a lefty shift on him with Alifano back his heels on the outfield grass. Swing and a miss by Escanillo, and the breaking ball gets by him for an even 1-1 count. Cole Moore is playing behind Arias, who takes a short lead, slowly lengthening with Moore not holding Arias on first base, considering Anthony Hall is on second. Now it's a 1-1 to Escanillo. Breaking ball in there for a called strike two, and it's been a heavy dose of sliders for Alex McFarland here today. One ball and two strikes, two on and two outs in the top of the first inning. McFarland looks back at second, two strikeouts in the frame already. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fouled away off the inner thigh of Escanillo, and will do it again at one ball and two strikes. Some rain earlier. The tarp was on the field earlier this afternoon, but the skies seem to have cleared up. Not the sunniest day, a little bit of clouds, but still looking bright and beautiful here at BayCare Ballpark as we are in the fourth game of this series between the Threshers and now the Beach Dogs and the Tarpons. 1-2, fastball missing upstairs, goes back to the backstop. That's going to advance each runner one base. McFarland comes back home to cover, and he'll get a new ball from the home plate umpire, Nobu Goto. Hall is now on third, Arias now on second, and it's a 2-2 count to Brenny Escanillo, still two outs in the top of the first inning. Nobu Goto, the home plate umpire, calling balls and strikes. Kenny Garcia, the bases umpire, here on this Friday night. Now it's a 2-2 to Escanillo. Slider outside, now the count runs full. First base open, and on deck is the designated hitter, Christopher Familia. That is not someone McFarland wants to have up with the bases loaded. Three balls and two strikes, runners will stay put, and McFarland kicks and deals. Payoff pitch hit high in the air out to center field. Crawford ranging back into left center. Two steps in front of the warning track, he reaches up and makes the catch while back pedaling for the final out of the first inning. So the Tarpons get two runners in scoring position, no runs, a hit, no errors, and two men left. We're through half of the first inning. And the Threshers are coming up to bat. Nothing is the score. The Threshers looking for the game's first run when we come back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Truck drivers, even a bucketless checking baseball fan, you're wishing this way, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8 is a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel for minor league baseball, at the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beach Dogs Night is June 16th. All dog tickets benefit Project Pup at its uplifting view. Tickets are available now at RushersBaseball.com.
The best deal at Tampa Bay is back with the return of dollar tickets for every home series
at Bay. The bottom of the first with Beach Dogs. Left fielder, number 23, Amarion Boyd.
Hey,
Here come the Beach Dogs. Bottom of the first inning, a scoreless ball game here at Bay Care Ballpark. The Clearwater Beach Dogs up to bat for the first time. First pitch nearly nicks Amarion Boyd. An inside fastball tossed by Sean Herman makes it 1-0 in the Threshers' first cuts of the ball game. McFarland, two strikeouts in the first. Now it's the righty Sean Herman's turn as he gets his first strike of the day. A fastball over the plate to Amarion Boyd. Oh, 1-1 is the count here in a scoreless bottom of the first inning. Herman, making his 11th start of the season, sends a pitch, a slider, grounded to third base, a high chopper fielded by the third baseman Rodriguez, a skip and a throw to first, and there's the first out of the first inning. One down in the first as Amarion Boyd grounds the third. He's the Beach Dogs leadoff hitter. And now coming up is their number two hitter, Justin Crawford. On deck for the Beach Dogs is Brian Rincon, and the cleanup man is Otto Kemp. Jordan Disson will bat fifth. Felix Reyes, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Cole Moore batting seventh. First pitch to Crawford, an upstairs fastball settles in for a called strike one. Matt Alafano in his second game for Clearwater this season is batting eighth. Cade Fergus rounds out the order, hitting ninth. 0-1, Crawford grounds this up the middle, bouncing off the mound of the glove of Serna. He throws over to first, beats Crawford by two steps, and there are two outs here in the first inning. A tricky hop for Serna, but far enough back that he was able to wait and make a good play on it. Brian Rincon now coming up to the plate with two gone in the first, so we'll set the defense for the Tampa Tarpons. Jared Serna at short, throwing it to Jake Palmer at first for out number two. Jesus Rodriguez at third. Brenny Escanillo at second. First pitch to Rincon. Hit on a line down the right field line into the outfield for potential extra bases. Rincon sprinting around first as the ball bounces off the wall into the glove of Aguilar. And Rincon is in at second safely with a two-out double. Connects on the first pitch he sees and sends it into right field for a two-bagger. Runner in scoring position on hit number one for the Threshers, and two outs will bring up the cleanup man Otto Kemp to the plate. The outfield for the Tarpons, by the way, Taylor Aguilar just trying to make that play in right. Anthony Hall is in center, Dowry Rios in left field, and Augustine Ramirez is the catcher for Sean Herman. Two outs and a man on second, Otto Kemp at the plate, and he is on quite a hot streak for the Clearwater Threshers. Herman wheels around and tries to get Rincon at second, but he's in ahead of the tag from Brenny Escanillo. Eighth double of the season, by the way, for Brian Rincon. For Otto Kemp, though, a five-game hit streak where he has two extra base hits and is 8-for-16, an even 500 over his last five games. Takes the fastball outside for ball number one. On the season, Kemp five homers, 25 RBIs, coming off of a 2-for-4 night with the ribby last evening. Now he faces the 1-0. Herman looks over at second where Rincon has a big lead, and the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs again, count 2-0. Eight game on base streak for Kemp as well, 8-for-26, a triple, a home run, 6 RBIs, and 10 runs scored since June the 4th. 5 stolen bases over that frame as well, so Kemp continues to make an impact for this Threshers offense. This one is flared out into right field. Drifting backwards is Palmer. He makes the catch still on the dirt for the final out of the first inning. But the Threshers threaten a two-out extra base hit by Brian Rincon. Leaves no runs on the board, a hit, no errors, and a man left for the Beach Dogs through one. And we're heading into the second in a scoreless tie. Thank you.
Leading off the top and second for the Conference designated hitter, number 47, Christian Brook from India.
Top of the second inning, Alex McFarland quickly getting things started. An upstairs fastball makes it a 1-0 count to Christopher Familia. Player of the week in the Florida State League last week as the breaking ball just misses outside, evening the count, or making the count 2-0. Six homers, 18 ribbies, and a batting average above 400 for Familia as he takes a pitch outside, count 3-0. He's got hits in each of the games this week with two hits in three at-bats yesterday, a walk, a triple, and a run scored. 3-0 pitch, Familia gets the green light, but can't touch the heater from McFarland, 94 for strike number one. Still scoreless here in the top of the second inning. 3-1 pitch, fouled back into the netting, and after starting off 3-0, McFarland has filled up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Slight lefty shift for the lefty Familia. Payoff pitch hit high in the air out to left center field. Boyd underneath it, and Justin Crawford is there as well. He calls off Boyd to make the catch in left center for out number one. And Amarion Boyd, while running over to the ball, took his hat in his hand with the long dreadlocks. It's hard to find a hat that really fits Boyd that well. So he had to grab his hat to avoid it from flying on the outfield grass, as we have seen so often when Boyd makes a move in the field. So one gone on the flyout. And now Jesus Rodriguez, who was hitting the sixth spot the entirety of this series, now down in the seventh spot, with coming up with one out for the first time here in the second inning. Still no score in the top second. Beach Dogs and Tarpons underway. Alex McFarland on the hill against Rodriguez, who struck out twice but also homered and singled in a 2-for-3 day. And that pitch nicks Rodriguez. So he gets caught by a fastball there. And for the second straight frame, the Tarpons get a base run. So one on and one out for Tampa. Still no score here in the top of the second. And the eight-hitter Taylor Aguilar coming up to the plate for the Tarpons. Rodriguez shuffles off of first as Aguilar swings and misses at the slider to make it 0-1. Rodriguez, a 300 hitter on the year, not known for his speed, but does have 6 stolen bases on the season in 6 attempts. He is 25 for 33 in his 4-year minor league career. 0-2 now as another fastball eludes the bat of Aguilar to drop the count down 0-2. One gone and one on. McFarland sent from the first base side of the rubber. McFarland deals a wave and a whiff. Strike 3. 3 straight sliders get Taylor Aguilar whiffing on all of them. And that's strikeout number 3 for Alex McFarland. 61 on the season for the Virgin Islands native. And there are 2 gone here in the top of the second inning. McFarland has struck out 3 so far in today's contest. That brings up Jake Palmer, his first cuts of the series. In his first pitch, he bounces to second base. Rincon races to the second base bag, tags it himself, and the 6 unassisted on the fielder's choice ends the second inning. So one batter gets hit, no runs, no errors, no hits, and a man left. We head into the bottom of the second, still scoreless here at BayCare Ballpark. That's close.
It's good.
All right, it's time for the brief ups. My microphone's dead. It's time for the brief ups. It's going to be a lot of bugs in that, huh? All right, we know how we're going to play this, so we're just going to do it here. I'm over here with Beach Dog Superfan, Wynn. Wynn, you know how to play the game. You come to a lot of them. Let's see what Finley has for us tonight. Yeah, that is it. It was hot dog. I know everybody couldn't hear that, but And we're still looking for the owner of that one Chevy SUV that's parked outside our west gate with license plate AL67BC. You apparently left your vehicle running and it's parked improperly in front of the west gate entrance. So please get out there and look your vehicle. We're looking for you. Thank you. Leading off the bottom of the second for the lead stop, the catcher, number 7, Jordan Bisson.
Five, six, and seven to start the second for the Beach Dogs, and Jordan Disson sends the first pitch of the frame into right field. A ground ball in the hole between first and second base, and Disson has recorded a base knock in his first at bat for the second straight night. A leadoff single in the second inning puts Disson on first and brings Felix Reyes up to the plate. Reyes had a night off last night and has two hits and nine at-bats this series. One of them, though, might still be in the air. A grand slam on Tuesday night that gave the Threshers the lead for good in the fourth inning. He fouls the first pitch, a slider back for a called for a strike number one. Jordan Disson, three stolen base attempts, but he has yet to swipe a bag this season. He takes a lead off of first. Herman sets at the stomach, sends it back to first base, and Disson slides in head first and safely for the Beach Dogs. 0-1 to Reyes. No score so far in the bottom of the second inning, and there are no outs in the frame just yet. A short lead off of first for Disson. Herman sets at the belt. The pitch to Reyes almost hits him in the head, but the big Felix Reyes ducking out of the way as the count now evens at 1-1. Reyes, a corner utility guy, 6'4", 215. Is 22 years old out of Bani in the Dominican Republic. Now the 1-1. Hit in the same spot, Disson knocked his single. Another base knock in the hole between first and second base, and it's back-to-back singles for the Beach Dogs to start off this second inning. That is three straight games with a hit for Reyes, five straight in which he has reached base. So Disson on second, Reyes on first, and Cole Moore, who has quietly heated up as of late, coming to the plate. Moore has hits in each of his last three games, 3-for-9 with a triple and two RBIs since the June 11th at the end of the Mighty Muscles series. Two hits in five at-bats in two games this week, and he takes the first pitch for ball number one. Disson on second, Reyes on first, so Moore will need extra bags, likely to drive in a runner from second base, depending on where he hits it, and he's got a shift to avoid as well. The shortstop, Serna, holding Disson on second, and the 1-0 is bounced off the legs of Sean Herman. The first baseman, Palmer, can't get up in time, stumbling away from the baseball, and all runners will advance an extra bag. The throw from right into third is dropped, and Felix Reyes scores two. Incredible base running from the Beach Dogs. Disson scored on the single, and after the ball hit off of Herman's leg and rolled towards first base, Palmer stumbled trying to get it. The ball rolled into right, Disson scored, Moore advanced to second, and a bad throw from Taylor Aguilar, and also a fantastic jump from Felix Reyes, allowed the second run to score. It's going to be a difficult play to score. It looks like it's going to be a hit by Moore and an error on Aguilar, but one RBI for Cole, and Reyes's run will be unearned. So now, as the trainers leave the mound, making sure Herman's okay after taking a scorched single off of the shin, Cole Moore stands on second base with an RBI single, advancing there on the E9. Disson scores. That run will be charged to Herman, and Reyes advances to third on the single, and scores on the E9. So an RBI knock for Moore. It's 2-0 Threshers, and now Matt Alifano will come up to the plate, taking the first pitch down and away for a called strike one. So a lot just happened on that play, but as it stands, Cole Moore has RBI number 8 on the season and is now on second, still nobody out here in the bottom second inning. Breaking ball misses low and in, and the count even at 1-1. Herman does not appear to have any ill effects of the ground ball to the leg that he just took off the bat of Moore. Moore takes a short lead off second. He's being held on by Escanilla. A 1-1 now to Matt Alifano, and the pitch hit high and foul behind home plate. Count now 1-2. Alifano in his second game with the Threshers this season, 6th overall. Went 4-for-15 with 3 doubles in the Florida Complex League. Also drove in 1 run and scored 2, but was 0-for-3 with a walk in his last game on Wednesday morning against the Tarpons. Now it's 1-2 to Alifano, and here's the pitch. Hit high and foul. This one hit a whole lot harder and landing next to the Diamond Club Cafe down the right field side. So it seems like they're taking off the error. So instead of an RBI single, it is a 2-RBI double for Cole Moore. That gives him 9 ribbies on the season and 2 doubles for Cole Moore. And now 2 earned runs will be charged to Herman as Alifano fouls one off. So apologies on the false update beforehand. There was an error that was initially charged to Aguilar, but that appears to have been wiped off the table. So it's a 2-run double from Moore that gives the Threshers a 2-0 lead. Alifano rips this one up the middle, and that's in the center for a base hit. Moore gets the wave around from Marty Malloy, and he will score. And Matt Alifano's first hit for the Threshers in 2023 is an RBI single. It's 3-0 Clearwater. 4 hits to start off the second for the Beach Dogs. Still nobody out. So Clearwater absolutely pouring it on Sean Herman, who has started more games than anyone who has worn a Tarpons uniform this season. And now Alifano's on first. No outs. And Cade Fergus up to the plate. And the first pitch is okay, so Fergus slowly grounded that down the first base line, and the ball made contact with him after it landed in fair territory. So Alifano's going to stay on first, and Fergus is going to be out number one. I believe that's going to be called a batter's interference. So Alifano still on first. One gone here in the second in a 3-0 game for the Threshers. First pitch to Marion Boyd. Misses outside on the slider. Count 1-0. Alifano played 15 games for the Threshers last year after he was signed out of Adelphi. That is his 5th RBI with the Threshers this season, and he's off for second. The throw in time, and Alifano has been caught in his first stolen base attempt of his career. It's a 1-1 count to Boyd. Now the bases are clear with 2 gone in the second inning. So a 1-1 count to Boyd, or sorry, a 2-0 count to Boyd. Thought it was called a strike, and this one hit in on the ground past the first baseman's glove into right for another base hit, and now we can expect another stolen base. Boyd was 2-for-2 in steals last night. Now he's 1-for-2 on the day and has a chance to try and make it stolen base number 37. 36 bags taken by Boyd, and he's been caught 9 times. But now the pitching coach for the Tarpons, Gerardo Casadiego, is going to come out to the mound and have a chat with Sean Herman. So Boyd on first with a 2-0 count. And now the entire infield, except for Brenny Escanillo, is taking part in the meeting on the mound. 3-0 Beach Dogs. The first 4 hitters made it. 3 singles and a 2-RBI double by Cole Moore. Moore scored on an RBI knock for Matt Alafano. He was caught stealing second after the bunt ground out by Cade Fergus. And Alafano was the second out of the inning. 2-4 on the caught stealing as now Crawford digs into the box ready to go in his second at-bat of the game. Boyd stays on first as Crawford grounds this the other way into left field for extra bases. Boyd's going to round second, and he's going to get the wave around home as the ball eludes the glove of Arias. Crawford, helmet off, slides into third base safely on an RBI triple. Boyd scores easily all the way from first. It's 4-0 Beach Dogs, and Justin Crawford has recorded a hit for his eighth straight game. An RBI triple makes it 4-0 Clearwater. One of the rare times Boyd doesn't steal a base and Crawford rolls a triple down the third baseline. It's almost like he knew it was coming. RBI number 28 for Crawford. That leads the team. And now he's 90 feet from becoming run number 5 with Brian Rincon at the plate. Rincon doubled on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Now up with 2 outs. This one is sharply grounded to second base, picked up on a hop by Escanillo. He'll flip it over to first, and that will end the second inning. But the Beach Dogs put on quite a rally here in the second inning. They get 4 runs, all of them earned, on 6 hits with 1 man left on base. 8 Beach Dogs come up to the plate, 4 score in a 4-0 lead heading into the third. So, in a surprising move, there's a new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers. Must have been a while, a bit too long, for Alex McFarland, because after 2 shutout innings where he looked great, he is back in the dugout. It's a 1-1 count now to Jared Serna, who struck out back in the first inning. So 2 innings, 3 strikeouts for McFarland. Now Connor Ash is on the mound. Serna hits this one high in the air out to center field. Crawford underneath it, and he reaches up to make the grab for out number 1. So McFarland won't get a decision after two really strong innings for the Clearwater Threshers. Connor Ash will make his first appearance of the season, 32nd for the Threshers after 31 last season. All of them in relief with an ERA of about 3.5. First pitch to Anthony Halls, cut on and missed, and that is strike number one. Oh-1, hit in the air out to right field. Fergus sprinting towards it, but he lets it bounce in front of him, as that is the second hit of the day for the Tarpons. A one-out single for Anthony Hall, and he has reached first base. So one out and one on base for Augustine Ramirez. The Threshers lead it 4-0 after a 4-run on 6-hit second inning. 2 RBI double from Cole Moore. Matt Alafano drove in a run on a single, and an RBI triple from Justin Crawford. First pitch to Ramirez, breaking ball, hits the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Ash, 4-seam slider, curve, and a change, and an unsuccessful challenge by Ramirez makes it 0-1. Ash, in his second outing of 2023, pitched 1 games for the Complex League back on June the 10th. 0-1, curveball bouncing on the plate, and Disson will give Connor a new ball. 1-1 the count. Ash, 24 years old, undrafted and out of the University of Missouri, allowed 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning on the 10th in the Florida Complex League. Also struck out 2 for the 2 outs in that frame. A 1-1 to Ramirez as the breaking ball misses outside. Count now 2-1.
This challenge.
And the pitch is called a strike now after another successful challenge by Disson. He's 2-for-2 when playing the ABS. So a 1-2 count now to Ramirez. Hall shuffles into a lead off of first base. Ash sent at the belt. And the 1-2. Curveball, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Ash picking up where McFarland left off. 4th strikeout of the day by Threshers pitching. All have been swinging. And Ash gets his first strikeout for the Threshers this season. A combined total of 55 dating back to last year, where he finished the season in 40 1/3 innings. Opponents hitting .235 against him. 54 strikeouts and a .536 ERA. 1-0 the count to Dowry Arias as the curveball missed outside to the left-handed hitting Arias. 1 on and 2 outs for the Tarpons. Beach Dogs lead it 4-0. Now Ash deals. Fastball. Did he go? He did. 1-1 the count now as Nobu Goto does not need to appeal it to Kenny Garcia. He makes the call himself, and the count evens at 1-1-1 to Dowry Arias. The left fielder for the Tarpons singled in his last at-bat, now facing the 1-1 count. Short leadoff first for Hall, the 1-1, hit on a line into right field, and Fergus is going to quickly cut it off to keep Hall from advancing to third base. Rincon takes the cutoff throw on a hop, and Arias is now 2-for-2 with 2 singles. Arias has been up with 2 outs twice, and he's singled each time, and that will bring up the number 5 hitter in Brenny Escanillo, who flied out to center to end the first inning. In a similar situation to this, it was Hall and Arias on base, there was a wild pitch that moved them up to second and third. Now it's 4-0 Beach Dogs with 2 outs and 2 on for Escanillo. Ash quickly steps off the mound to keep Hall on second base, and he'll go again, ready to throw the first pitch to Escanillo. He's 0-for-1 today, playing second base for the second straight night. That's been his primary position this season, with Serna having shortstop pretty much locked up. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and Ash really loving that slider-curve combination, even against left-handed hitters like Escanillo. Well, Escanillo's a switch hitter, but hitting lefty against the righty Hall, or the righty Ash, excuse me. 0-1 the count, and the pitch. Breaking ball inside, but this time a little too far inside, as Escanillo shrugs out of the way to even the count at 1-1. 4-0 the lead for the Beach Dogs, 2 on and 2 out for the Tarpons, 7 hits to 3 in favor of Clearwater. Now it's a 1-1, Ash, locked and loaded, sent from the center of the rubber, curveball inside again, and Escanillo turns out of the way, but the pitch is challenged. It stays at 2-1 as Disson is unsuccessful on the challenge for just the first time today, 2-for-3 when going up against the ABS. Now it's 2-1 to Escanillo, and Ash is quickly set. 10 on the pitch clock, he winds and deals. This one is popped up foul down the third base line, barely movement from the Beach Dogs fielders. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now for the second straight at-bat for Brenny Escanillo. He made it to 3-2 before he flied out to Crawford in center, ending the first. And here in the third, Ash trying to get a similar result. He looks in second, now the 2-2. Curveball hammered down the right field line. Fergus chasing. He's not going to get there in time. Sprinting around third to come in and score is Hall. And the Tarpons have their first run of the game on a 2-out RBI single from Brenny Escanillo. Hall scores. Arias is on third. And Escanillo on first with his 16th ribby of the season. And the first run for the Tarpons today. So still 2-1, this time runners at the corners, 2 outs, and the Beach Dogs lead is now 3 for Christopher Familia. He flied out to Crawford and centered, leading off the second, and now he's up, representing the tying run with 2 outs here in the top of the third. First pitch to Familia, fastball in there for a called strike, and the count is 0-1. The 0-1 of Familia. This one is hammered into left center field. Crawford sprinting towards it. He calls off Boyd, and he reaches up to make the grab for the final out of the third inning. But a mini 2-out rally for the Tarpons. They get their first run of the game on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 and 2 men left stranded. The Beach Dogs still have a 3-run lead. They're up 4-1 as we head into the bottom of the third. Eight of nine came up for the Beach Dogs in the second. 4 runs on 6 hits, and the Tarpons countered with a run of their own. 4-1 is the score, bottom of the third inning, and the heart of Clearwater's order leading off the frame. High bouncer down the third baseline for Otto Kemp to start off the third, and it's an 0-1 count to the Beach Dogs' third baseman. The Philly Fanatic leading the slow claps today, blending right in with the fans as per usual on the third base side behind the Beach Dogs dugout. And he's using one of his new friend's head as a bongo drum to clap on. He comes up with something new every single time he comes out to a ballpark, doesn't he? 0-1, swing and a miss as Kemp offers and misses at a slider to make the count 0-2. Nobody out here in the third inning. You'll have a scoreboard update from our very own Lance Williams after the final out of the bottom of the third inning here. 4-1 the lead for the Beach Dogs. 0-2 count here to Cap. Herman deals, slider outside, and the count's 1-2. Kemp popped out to first his last time up. He's reached base in each of his last 8 games with hits in each of his last 5. 1-2, swing and a miss, and that is strike 3. First strikeout of the day for Sean Herman on pitch number 31. He has thrown 22 of them in for strikes. One gone in the third now, and Jordan Disson coming up to the plate, average above 300. And he has a single and a run already today. And he is a guy who has a lot of respect, well-deserved, among his teammates and coaches as he takes the first pitch, and the challenge turns it from a ball into a strike. 0-1 the count to Disson with one out here in the third inning. But Cade Fergus, a teammate and the right fielder tonight, had a lot of really good things about Disson to say about Disson when I was talking to him today. Slider swung on and missed, and the count's 0-2. And something that Disson, it really can't escape this season, is starting the year behind Caleb Ricketts. As many of you know who've listened to the Threshers this season, Ricketts had an absolutely torrid start to this season. Disson flares this one out into right field, and that lands in front of Aguilar for a one-out base hit. Disson 2-for-2, and he's had a torrid start of his own, and now we have the most special guest, Layla the Bat Dog, everybody's favorite here in Clearwater, and she just does a fantastic job fetching those bats. This one was in the grass next to home plate, and she still got control of it. The real MVP of Clearwater, folks, is Layla the Bat Dog. Even the Philly fanatic is impressed. First pitch to Reyes, popped up, and that's going to land in shallow center field. Called off by the shortstop is Escanillo, and that catch is made by Jared Serna. Disson back to first, one pitch, and there's the second out of the third inning. But back to more what I was saying about Disson, as Layla will fetch Reyes's bat. Disson came in the year soaring behind Caleb Ricketts, getting 2 to 3 games a season, and he was producing. He was still hitting around 300 when Ricketts left for Jersey Shore, and he hasn't missed a beat. 17 RBIs and a home run for Disson, who has looked fantastic both at the plate and behind the plate as a catcher this season. Now Cole Moore is coming up to the plate. He's got a 4-game hit streak working with a 2 RBI double back in the second inning. He swings and misses at a fastball, and the count's even at 1-1. Disson's on first, and it's a 1-1 count to Moore with 2 outs here in the third inning. I don't even know what the fanatic is doing right now. Well, now he's taking a selfie, but that's just normal. 1-1 as Disson is checked back on first base. I hope Finley brings the Philly fanatic up in the booth. That would be really cool. Finley is a very common visitor of ours during the game. 1-1 hit back up the middle by Moore. Escanillo chasing it down. He won't get there. Disson sprints around second base, and he'll head into third standing up as Cole Moore has his third multi-hit game of the season to put 2 on here with 2 outs in the third inning. Disson on third, Moore back-to-back base knocks, and he is on first base with 2 outs. Runners on the corners for Matt Alafano. He had his first RBI of the season, his last time up. He's 1-for-4 this series, but 1-for-1 with an RBI single here today. So Moore is now 5 for his last 11 on first as the ball gets out of the glove of the catcher Mar Ramirez. Disson holds up and stays on third, and on second is Cole Moore on the passed ball. Wise decision by Disson to stay on third base as Ramirez got to that pretty quickly, but it wouldn't have had a chance to get Moore over at second base. Now it's a 1-0 count to Alofana with two runners in scoring position, two outs here in the third inning. Herman deals. Alofano bounces this one off the end of his bat to the first baseman. Palmer scoops it up and tags the bag for the final out of the third inning. So the Beach Dogs held without a run, but they strand two on two hits, no errors, and two men left on base. We head into the fourth. 4-1 the score with the Beach Dogs ahead, but we will take a quick scoreboard update from our friend Lance Williams. Lance?
Thanks, Josh. First off, we have the Palm Beach Cardinals at home. They need to send this, and that's 1-0 at the bottom of the third. Next, the Canadian Blue Jays hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers, leading 1-1 at the bottom of the third. Next, the Fort Myers White Buzzards lead great, and the NFC score is 7-2. And the Jupiter Hammerheads, not the age of 14, not the age of 12. So, the Hammerheads on top of 1-0 at the third. That's the first thing.
And we do have a special guest, even with the Philly fanatic here. We've got our favorite mascot in the booth. Finley, fresh off of his 17th birthday. Yeah, I got it right. Sweet. Well, happy birthday. That's belated birthday, Finley. We missed the chance to sing you happy birthday, and for your own safety, we won't do that again here tonight because it's probably hard enough for you guys to listen to me talk. Hearing me sing would just, that might break some microphones. But always good to have Finley in the booth. We'll let Finley do the singing. He can do that on his own. Got to be having fun with his buddy, the Philly fanatic, just absolutely having a ball in the stands there. So a guest here at BayCare Ballpark is the Philly fanatic, and a new pitcher on the hill for the Beach Dogs is Zach Hockey. Connor Ash in line for the win with three hits allowed and a strikeout in his lone inning of work. And now Zach Hockey will make his Threshers or Beach Dogs debut. It's not his Phillies organization debut because he did go for the FCL Phillies just last week on Friday the 9th. The day before the Threshers clinched the West Division, Zach Hockey was dealing in the Florida Complex League against a team with the same affiliation as the Tarpons, the FCL Yankees. Hockey pitched four shutout innings with three hits allowed, two walks, and three strikeouts. I'm going to move some of my stuff so Finley can take a load off on some here. I just like to keep my booth for completeness. But Hockey making his Low A debut, the first time he has pitched at this level since 2019, and a whole lot has changed since then. Jesus Rodriguez leads off the inning. The first pitch that Hockey deals is launched over the bullpen. So a rude welcome to Clearwater for Zach Hockey as Jesus Rodriguez belts his second homer of the series. He has one in back-to-back nights, and it's 4-2 Tampa. Wow, that was an absolute shot from Rodriguez. And the Beach Dogs lead is now down to two. That'll bring up Taylor Aguilar, who struck out in his first at bat, a three-pitch goodbye from Alex McFarland back in the second. First pitch to Aguilar is taken inside for ball one. So the last time Hockey pitched in Low A, it was called Full A, and it was in the Kansas City Royals organization with the Lexington Legends back in 2019. And as the fastball misses for ball two, let me tell you how much things have changed since then. The Low A team for the Royals is now no longer the Lexington Legends, and in fact, the Legends are no longer a minor league team. Fastball outside makes it 3-0. The Legends are no longer even the Legends. They are the Lexington Counterclocks of the Atlantic League, one of the top affiliated leagues with minor league and major league baseball, but an independent league nonetheless. A four-pitch walk now to Aguilar as we are now on our first base runner of the inning after the home run. Aguilar on first on a four-pitch walk, and that'll bring up Jake Palmer. The low-A affiliate of the Royals is now the Columbia Fireflies, which back in 2019 was the high-A affiliate of the New York Mets. So a lot has changed since hockey recently pitched at this level. First pitch to Jake Palmer, a curveball that misses upstairs, count 1-0. Five straight misses from hockey with the tying run now at the plate. 1-0 count to Palmer, and a short leadoff first base for Aguilar, who does have solid speed. He slowly lengthens his lead, and he's thrown back almost wide of Moore, but a great catch made at first to keep Aguilar on the first base back. Four stolen bases in five attempts on the season for Taylor, as he will resume his lead as hockey is now set in a 1-0 count to Jake Palmer. Palmer grounds this one foul down the third base line in the count 1-1. But last year, hockey crossed four levels, going all the way up to AAA Omaha in the Royals organization, and was released by Kansas City at the end of March, about a week before spring training ended. That was back in Arizona. 9 days later, the Phillies signed him. Fastball missing low, and the count now 2-1 to Jake Palmer. So hockey began the year in extended spring training, changed time zones coming from Arizona to Philadelphia, and absolutely shined in his season debut in the Florida Complex League. Three hits in four innings, two walks, and three strikeouts. Now here, he's allowed a home run and a walk and faces a 2-1 to Jake Palmer. Fastball narrowly misses inside, and the count is 3-1. 4-2 the score, Beach Dogs in the lead. They're also out hitting the Tarpons 9-5. Here in the top of the fourth inning, one run already home for Tampa. Now hockey sets at the belt. He kicks and deals. 3-1, cut on and missed, and a home run hacked by Palmer. Didn't get a single lace of that baseball. 94 from hockey, and the count fills up at 3-2. Short leadoff first for Aguilar. And here comes the payoff now from hockey. 10 on the pitch clock, and he throws over to first base. To the left side of the bag, Aguilar in there in time. Count stays full to Palmer. Two-run lead for the Beach Dogs here in the top of the fourth inning. Nobody out just yet. Hockey looking to change that. Payoff pitch. Aguilar stays, and it's a second consecutive walk as the fastball misses outside. So a home run and two walks start off hockey's entrance in the Phillies organization, and Jordan Disson will come out to the mound to have a chat with his new pitcher. I think Finley's blaming this on himself, so he's going to head out of the booth. We still love you, Finley. And he is going to go back into the crowd and entertain some of the fans. So a mound meeting for the first time between hockey and Disson. And now the go-ahead run will come to the plate for the Tarpons for the first time since it was scoreless in the first inning. Jared Cerna coming up to the plate, and he is certainly the guy that can change the scoreboard for these Tampa Tarpons. One of two players in all of the Florida State League with double-digit home runs. He has 12 and is also in third place with 37 RBIs in the Florida State League. First pitch in there for a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Cerna was an MVP candidate in a complex league for the Yankees affiliate last year, a team that upset the Rays FCL affiliate, which set a record for the best single-season record in the entire history of the Florida Complex and previously known as the Gulf Coast League. Now it's a 1-1 count to Cerna, who hit over 300 for the Florida Complex League Yankees last season as well. Two on and nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Hockey, distracted by Aguilar at second. Cerna pops this one up, playable down the first baseline. Towards the dugout is Moore. He makes the catch and rests hands on the railing to stop his momentum. A foul pop out from Cerna is a huge out number one here in the fourth inning, and hockey breathes a sigh of relief as a double play will now end it. And behind him is the best defense in the Florida State League. That'll bring up Anthony Hall, who stands in front of him at home plate. The Threshers, just 36 errors, which is by far the lowest amount in the Florida State League. Fastball missing upstairs to Hall, count 1-1. He's reached twice with a walk, a single in the first run of the ballgame for Tampa. The next highest in terms of errors here in the Florida State League is a tie between Dunedin and Daytona. 1-0. Swing and a miss. A breaking ball diving below the zone that Hall waves at, and it's 1-1. Daytona and Dunedin have 57 errors. That's 21 more than Clearwater's total of 36. They've got a season-best fielding percentage of .983 as a team. 1-1, grounded a second. This could be two. Alifano to short for one. Rincon to first. Double play. And that ends the fourth inning. A difficult start to the frame after the leadoff home run by Rodriguez, but a 4-6-3 twin killing kills the fourth and nips a rally in the bud for the Tampa Tarpons. They still get a run on a hit, leave a man stranded, and the Beach Dogs lead is down to 4-2 as we head into the bottom of the fourth inning.
If you guess more than they do, you win it. You ready?
Of course.
All right, good. Now, no pressure, Ian, but we have a 100% win rate so far this year, so just tell me that. All right, tonight's question is, appropriately, name as many dog breeds as you can in 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
English Bulldog, French Bulldog, Cocker Spaniel, Siberian Husky, German Shepherd, Scalabab, Cyclad, Golden Retriever, Golden Bulldog, French Bulldog, Carrier,
Ian, I got it 16 there. It sounded like a lot, man. All right, but tell us what you got. What do we got going on with the Beach Dogs down there?
Rottweilers, Pitbulls, Cocker Spaniels, Yorkies, Chihuahuas. I don't know, man. I think that's all I got.
Oh, winner, winner, pizza dinner. Ian, you're a winner tonight. And if you want to suck out the Beach Dogs contest, you get $10 gifts to the kids. Our sponsor right over there has fun to suck out. Enjoy the evening. And leading off the bottom of the fourth for the Beach Dogs, so right fielder, Kenny Perkins.
One-0 count to Cade Fergus as Sean Herman's first pitch of the fourth goes awry. Fastball lands on the outside corner for called strike one to Cade Fergus, evening the count at 1-1. 4-2 is the lead for the Beach Dogs, a run in each of the past two frames for Tampa. Fergus lets a slider go outside, and now the count is down to 2-1. Fergus grounded out to the catcher back in the second inning, and he is 0-1 on the deck. 27 RBIs is second to Crawford on the Beach Dogs team as this is popped up and foul into the stands, count even at 2-2. As the Threshers, Clearwater is 40-17 on the season. As the Beach Dogs, they are 2-0 and have a two-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the field resets as Escanillo, who is chasing that high pop-up, inches back into second base. He has his heels on the outfield grass, shifted up the middle. 2-2, called strike three as the slider catches the outside corner. Second strikeout of the day for Sean Herman. One gone here in the fourth, and Amarion Boyd coming up to the plate, who singled and scored on a Justin Crawford triple back in the second inning. One out here in the fourth inning with the Beach Dogs lead at 2. The next hit would give them double digits as the first pitch from Herman cut on and missed, a fastball that Boyd was late on for strike number 1. Amarion, 270 hitter on the year, 14 RBIs, and he really gets his money on the base pass. 36 stolen bases on the season as the slider misses outside, count 1-1. By far, Boyd is the leader in steals in the Florida State League. 36 is the most in the league as the 1-1 pitch misses low and outside, 2-1. Justin Crawford, who's on deck, is the next closest in terms of steals with 28. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss. And that makes it 2-2. Slider tricking Boyd there. And now it's 2-2. One gone here in the fourth. The pitch, breaking ball, low and outside, and the count runs full. Payoff to Boyd. Hit on the ground to short. Serna fields it. Quickly shuffles towards first. Sends the throw in time to Palmer for the second out of the inning. And Layla the Bat Dog coming out once again. Now these fans are pretty darn good. They're the best fans in baseball. I think that's an undisputable fact. But I don't think I hear them cheer as loudly as they do when Layla the Bat Dog comes out. And I mean, why wouldn't that? It was the best. Two gone now in the fourth. Justin Crawford takes the first pitch, a fastball at the letters for a called strike one. Crawford is 1-2 with an RBI triple back in the second inning. It's his second RBI of the series in his third game. Swing and a miss, and now the count is 0-2. Crawford has now recorded a hit in each of his last eight games. Four triples over this hit streak. And he's 16-38 over this span as well. 1-1. Hit on the ground to second, fielded by Escanillo. He shuffles towards the first base bag and sends it to first for the final out of the inning. So the Beach Dogs retired in order for the first time. And that will do it for the fourth. Fifth inning coming up. Beach Dogs lead it 4-2.
Briar Creek, IT Resources, Daniel Parker and Friends, the number of organization of IPM, McKinnon Free, Nick Cormont, the Easter Kathy Patterson Hunt Family Reunion, and Parish Beach Dogs for hunting at Blue Valley Football Park tonight. Beach Dogs, thank you for attending and hope you have a wonderful time here at the Bear Hall Park. Big Storm Brewing Company has embraced the tagline and supported the Strand Beer Podcast and has been a local favorite since 2012. Bring your ballpark beach to Hawaii and their Florida-themed beers are sweetly, common pressure, and promotion bed free and idea. 21 today. Fans, everybody's invited to check out the tip under the blue awning that is the West Gate entrance for our contact of this station. You can find out all about their activities and make a donation if you're so motivated. Prospect Pop, our sponsor and supporter for our dog tickets tonight. Meanwhile, it's on the 5th floor of Jordan's center fielder, Anthony Hall. Take that for you. Catcher Augustine Romero.
Heart of the order coming up for Tampa as the Beach Dogs lead it 4-2. Augustine Ramirez grounds one to Rincon at short. Can a corner high throw to first, but it doesn't matter. Moore tags the bag for out number one. One pitch, one gun in the fifth. And Zach Hockey looking a lot more comfortable after a tough start to that fourth inning. One pitch, one out here in the fifth. Beach Dogs lead it 4-2. And Dowry Arias, who's 2-for-2 on the day, coming up to the plate. So the double play means the last three batters have been retired as Arias lifts this deep into left field. Boyd on the warning track, and that is the second out of the fifth inning. Two pitches, two outs here in the fifth as Arias is retired for the first time on a deep fly ball out. That'll bring up Rennie Escanillo, who drove in the first run of the game off of Connor Ash back in the third inning. Ash currently in line for the victory after allowing a run on three hits in one frame. It could be a three-pitch inning. Lifted into foul territory down the third baseline. Boyd is there, and it lands in between him and Otto Kemp for strike number one. First three pitches of the fifth were connected on by the Tarpons, and that one narrowly missed being a three-pitch inning, which would have been pretty cool. Never seen anything like that before. So it's an 0-1 count to Escanillo. Two gone here in the fifth. Beach Dogs lead it 4-2. Now hockey is set. From the stretch, the 6-7 reliever kicks and deals. Outside on the fastball, and the count now evens at 1-1. Escanillo 1-2, an RBI single in the third. He has now 16 ribbies on the season. 1-1, switch hitting Escanillo, spits on an outside fastball, and it's 2-1. Hockey's allowed his heater to get up to 95 at points in this game. Now the 2-1, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of the breaking ball was Escanillo as the changeup slows him down to even the count at 2-2. A great pitch mix from Hockey, and now he's a strike away from a 1-2-3 fifth. Won't get it there. The fastball misses outside, and that fills up the count at 3-2. 4-2 is the score. Beach Dogs in the lead on the third Beach Dogs night of the season. Next one will come up in about a month in the end of July. Payoff pitch missing upstairs. The third walk of the game for Hockey puts Escanillo on first and brings the tying run up to the plate in the form of Christopher Familia. The next Beach Dogs night will also be against the Tarpons on Christmas in July night on July the 21st. Make sure to get your tickets for that and many of the other great Threshers promotions on ThreshersBaseball.com. Familia fouls one off of Disson, who appears to be completely unshaken, and the count is 0-1. Familia has flied out to Justin Crawford in his prior two plate appearances, bringing his average down below 400. Escanillo's got good speed on first. He takes a short lead and now lengthens it. Throw over to first, not in time from Hockey. Escanillo in there safely without a tag. So Escanillo, 13 stolen bases for Tampa this season, with 3 times being caught stealing. So he's 13-16. Escanillo lengthens his lead. Here's the 0-1. Familia foul tips one into the mitt of Disson, and now the count's 0-2. As the reigning player of the week, barely got a piece of his bat on that one. One on and two out, tying run at the plate in the form of the lefty Christopher Familia. 4-2 is the score with the Beach Dogs out in front. Growing lead off first from Escanillo. He takes off for second. Piss misses outside, but Escanillo doubles back and stays at first base. And I think it's a smart idea to be scared of the arm of Jordan Disson. He's throwing out runners at about a 40% clip at close to the halfway point of this season. So Escanillo lingers towards second again. Familia lifts this deep out into left center field. Boyd going back on the track, and this game is tied as Christopher Familia parks one into the berm. Second homer of the day allowed by Zach Hockey, and it's 4-4 here at BayCare Ballpark. Seventh homer of the year from Familia, his first of the series. And we have a 4-4 ball game at the half point of this one.
Third baseman Jesus Rodriguez.
That was one of those balls that just kept on carrying for Christopher Familia. Still no action up in either bullpen, as we're two outs into the top of the fifth inning. Now Jesus Rodriguez, who had the first homer of the game, sends the first pitch he sees into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez has reached base in all three of his plate appearances, hit by a pitch in the second, a homer, and now a single here in the fifth. And the go-ahead run is on first base for Taylor Aguilar. Now Hockey, met at the mound by Jordan Disson. Matt Hockenberry, the Beach Dogs pitching coach, has remained in the dugout for the entirety of this game. So, the mound meeting continues. The score is tied at 4 with Taylor Aguilar up at the plate. First pitch to Aguilar, breaking ball missing outside, and the count's 1-0. I don't see McFarland in the dugout. I'm really hoping that he's not in the locker room getting checked as to that's why he left early, but now I do see him in the dugout, so he's clearly fine. Must have just been a really long inning, and the Beach Dogs trying to get some of these new pitchers worked in. Because McFarland really looked great over those first two innings and certainly didn't come near a pitch count limit or anything like that. In two innings, McFarland threw 24 pitches, half of them for strikes. So I'm still unsure why he was pulled after two, but I'm guessing it's to give some of these new bullpen arms that Clearwater just called up some extra work. Breaking ball missing upstairs to Aguilar in the count 2-1. Connor Ash was added to the roster yesterday, and Hockey's move was made official just 30 minutes before first pitch. So two brand new pitchers, and the Beach Dogs trying to get them some length. Swing and a miss by Aguilar, and now it's 2-2 on the inside fastball from Zach Hockey. He's a guy who has been used in both the bullpen and out of the rotation in his minor league career. He has 67 games, 47 starts under his belt. 2-2 off to second is Rodriguez, and he'll have to head right back to first as Aguilar fouls the sinker backwards to keep the count at 2-2. Rodriguez, solid speed for a catcher, corner infielder. 6 stolen bases on the year. He is 25 for 33 in his four-year minor league career. Hasn't been caught yet this season. 2-2, getting out of the way of Disson, the ball rolling towards the Tarpons dugout. Disson has it next to the bat boy, and now the tying or the go-ahead run is on second as the wild pitch moves Rodriguez to the Keystone sack. 3 balls and 2 strikes, still no action in the Beach Dogs bullpen. And it's a full count now to Taylor Aguilar. Short leadoff second for Rodriguez. He's being held on by Rincon. Payoff pitch, fouled back again by Aguilar. And we'll keep it at 3-2. And Alifano is shifted towards the right field side, about halfway in between first and second, with half of his feet on the outfield grass. As long as you have part of your cleats on the dirt, you're good. Wave and a whiff, strike 3, and a big head nod of approval from Zach Hockey as he gets his first strikeout as a member of the Threshers to end off the fifth inning. But a 2-run shot by Christopher Familia ties up this game. 4 runs in each of the last 3 innings, with 2 on a 2-run blast by Familia tying this game up at 4. We're at the halfway point of this Friday night ball game. Beach Dogs and Tarpons all square at 4 runs.
Hitting off the bottom of the fifth, the Beach Dogs, the shortstop, Brian Rincon.
16. For the first time since the first, we are all tied up. 4-4 is the score, 9-7 in favor of the Beach Dogs. And Sean Herman back to send out a fastball outside, or inside, excuse me, to Brian Rincon. 1-0 the count to the Beach Dog shortstop, 55 pitches and 38 strikes for Sean Herman. Make that 56 pitches, and that's ball two to Rincon, who doubled and grounded out in his prior two plate appearances. Going 0-3 last night, the hit streak over for Rincon, but his on-base streak now up to 8 games with the 2-out double back in the first inning. He has 7 hits over his last 8, with now 2 extra base hits, including a home run. So 2-0 the count now to Rincon, 6 homers and 26 RBIs on the year for the switch-hitting shortstop out of Shaler Area High School in Pittsburgh. Fastball just catching the plate, and the count is 2-1. Fastball topping out at 91 miles an hour for Herman, who may be going into the sixth inning as there's no sign of any action in the Tarpons bullpen, but obviously plenty of fifth inning to go around. 3-1 the count to Rincon in a 4-4 ball game, and Brian, a very good base runner, 11 stolen bases so far this season. The 3-1 pitch, Rincon lets it go again, and the fastball missing inside as the leadoff man is on for the Clearwater Threshers. A leadoff walk is just the first walk of the game for Beach Dogs batters, and now the time run aboard first base as once again Layla the Bat Dog is doing her thing. I wish she could be at every game, I really do. But the tying run on first base with Brian Rincon as he gets ready with a big lead off the first base back. Herman deals, and Kemp fouls the first pitch off behind home plate to make it 0-1. Kemp now 8-18 in his last 9 games, or his last 6 games, excuse me. During his hit streak, he has hit for 500, but he's 0-2 so far tonight. Struck out his last time up, and Rincon checked back on first, in there ahead of the tag, underneath the glove of Jake Palmer. 0-1 the count to Kemp, 4-4 the score, with a tying run on first base. A run in the third and fourth, and 2 runs on a homer in the fifth from the Tarpons. The Beach Dogs got all their runs in the second. 0-1 now to Kemp. Rincon still has a big lead, and this time he'll head over to second base as the fastball eludes the glove of Augustine Ramirez. Tying run in scoring position on the wild pitch, and it's a 1-1 count to Otto Kemp. 8 game on base streak for Otto, undrafted out of Point Loma Nazarene University, and he has been such a big part of the Clearwater offense all season long. His walk numbers are tied for 8th in the entire Florida State League, and he's tied for 3rd with 41 runs scored. It's closer to another walk as the count's now 2-1 with the breaking ball missing upstairs. And also Kemp, 5 homers, tied for 3rd on the team. 25 RBIs in 4th place among Threshers. 2-1, fouled off his own foot. And now the count even at 2-2. Kemp appears all right. He'll just walk around just to shake it off a little bit. So 2 balls and 2 strikes to Kemp. Nobody out. And the leadoff man and tying runner in Brian Rincon is on second for the Beach Dogs in scoring position. Herman taking a long look over at second base. Now he puts the ball into his glove and he'll step off to bring Rincon back to the second base back. Still 2-2 now to Kemp, who is 0-2 today, looking to reach base for the 9th straight time. He had a 29-game on-base streak, now the second longest in the Phillies organization this year. Rincon's off for 3rd, but he'll have to go back to 2nd as Kemp fouls another one off. A couple days ago, Carlos De La Cruz extended his on-base streak to 30 games. It's now at 31 after he went 1-5 last night. Carlos De La Cruz, one of the Phillies' top prospects and a Thresher back in 2021. In action for the Fightin' Phils in Double A tonight. Now the 2-2. Fastball upstairs, and the count runs full at 3-2. Herman keeping that heater consistent at 91 miles an hour, but in danger of walking the first two batters after not allowing a walk in the prior four innings. Full count, second baseman Escanillo holding Rincon on second. Kemp fouls one off of the sweeps, and the count stays full at 3-2. A battle of an at-bat here for Otto, as we are at 7 pitches with pitch number 8 in the hand of Sean Herman. Full count again to Kemp. Rincon didn't go on the last payoff, and he shuffles around second. Payoff pitch hit the other way, but it's foul, knocking off the netting above the tarp. 3 pitches with 2 strikes fouled away by Otto Kemp, and the battle continues. Count stays full. Rincon back to second base. Didn't try for third on that payoff either. Payoff again. Kemp bounces one off of his back leg, and the count will stay full at 2-2. Four pitches fouled off with 2 strikes by Otto Kemp. Tie game at 4 here in the bottom of the 5th inning with a man on second and nobody out. Herman does not deal, and he steps off the mound, and the Beach Dogs calling for and getting the balk call on Sean Herman. So now a full count balk brings the go-ahead run within 90 feet of home plate. A wild pitch and a balk have moved Rincon across 2 bases. Now the infield draws in with nobody out. Payoff again fouled by Otto Kemp. That's 5 pitches knocked away with 2 strikes, and we've got a double-digit pitch at bat to Otto Kemp. Infield drawn in for the Tarpons, with Brenny Escanillo calling out signals. He's in the furthest with his feet on the infield grass. Payoff again. This one drilled to center field, right to Hall. He makes the catch, and Rincon tags. No shot at home, and it's an RBI for Otto Kemp. An 11-pitch at bat yields a sacrifice fly in RBI number 26 on the season for Otto Kemp. Just like that, after surrendering the lead in the top of the 5th, the Beach Dogs get the lead back. It's 5-4 with the bases clear and nobody out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. That'll bring up Jordan Disson, who's 2-for-2 with 2 base knocks and a run scored. First pitch to Disson. This is way outside on the slider, and the count is 1-0. Disson average above 300, with now a righty starting to get loose in the bullpen for the Tarpons. 0-1 almost hits him, and Disson ducks out of the way of that wayward changeup, and the count's now 2-0. Almost got knocked in the helmet by a pitch there. So 2-0 count now to the Beach Dogs catcher. Here's the pitch from Herman. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. And it's Yorlin Calderon getting loose for what would be his second appearance out of the Tarpons bullpen in this series. He pitched once against the Threshers back when the team visited Steinbrenner Field. 2-1, fastball called strike two. Looked like it was a bit high to me, but Nobu-Goto is much closer. Breaking ball, narrowly missing low, and the count's 3-2. Great eye by Jordan Disson as he runs the count full. Beach Dogs up by 1, 5-4 the score. Payoff pitch fouled away by Disson, and we might be in for another battle. An 11-pitch at bat yielded a sacrifice fly that put the Threshers back out in front by 1. Payoff pitch again. Disson lets it go, and it misses outside for ball number 4. Pitch is challenged, and instead of a walk, it's a called strike 3. Disson thought he was headed to first for the 3rd time, but instead, it's a called strikeout for Sean Herman. It's 3rd of the game, and the 2nd out of the fifth inning. So two gone and nobody on for Felix Reyes, who's 1-for-2 with a run scored. Scored on the RBI double from Cole Moore, who's 2-for-2 and on deck. Two gone here in the fifth as the slider misses outside, making the count 1-0. Popped out to short in his last time up, did Reyes, hitting .282 on the season with a homer and 16 RBIs. 1-0 hammered into left field, and playing deep was Reyes. So Reyes in with a two-out single, and he is on first base for the second time with his second base knock of the day. That's 10 hits for the Beach Dogs. With Reyes on first with two outs. Fifth multi-hit game of the season for Felix, 21st of his career, as two ties his career high in hits on the season. So now there's two outs with the man on first base for Cole Moore, who's 2-for-2 today, drove in two runs in the second inning. Reyes, a short lead off first, he's 2-for-3 in stolen bases on the year. Moore, a straight take of the first pitch, and Felix Reyes will advance to second base. So Reyes to second on a late balk call, and still no count to Cole Moore. Reyes checked back at second. Serna had to jump to keep that throw from joining the Seagulls in center field. And Reyes is in at second base safely. Reyes has surprisingly good speed for a guy as big as he is, but unlikely to be stealing third. So no count to Moore. Two out and one on as a nice catch made behind the plate by Agustin Ramirez as the slider almost got behind Ramirez's glove. It's a 1-0 count now to Moore. Herman looking over at second base, the 1-0 count with a man on second. Three on the pitch clock, Herman wheels around, throws to Serna, who's way off the bag, and Reyes probably would have been there in time anyway. Moore with two outs, or two RBIs already today. And he has had a couple on the series thus far as well. Two RBIs this series, two tonight. So four of his now nine RBIs have come against the Tarpons this season. 1-0 makes it 2-0 as the fastball misses outside. Count to Cole Moore. Reyes still on second base, really moving around to try and distract Herman as well as the Tarpons fielder. Now Serna inching closer as Moore fouls this one down the first base line to make it 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs, a man on second, a run already home here in the bottom of the fifth inning as the Beach Dogs lead it 5-4, 10-7 over the Tarpons as well. Moore pops this one foul down the left field line, count evens at two balls and two strikes, and Reyes looks like he's got a really great first step as he's getting off on contact and really making a good quick move down the third base, or down the line heading towards third. I don't know how to speak. It's fine. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Moore. Man on second base and a one-run lead for the Beach Dogs. Right on left matchup as Herman sets from the belt and deals. Moore swings and misses, and the upstairs fastball ends the fifth inning. That's four strikeouts on the day for Herman. What could be his last inning, he would be in line for the loss if everything stays the same. One run for the Beach Dogs, one hit, no errors, and a man left on second base. 5-4 the lead for Clearwater as we head into the top of the sixth inning, but we'll take a brief detour for a scoreboard update with our friend Lance Williams. Yeah, a lot of action in the Thank you, Lance. We'll do a Major League School Board update from you a little bit later, and a Major League mascot update. Nice little dance performance by the Philly Fanatic, who is now resorting to an intimidation tactic against the Tarpon, circling the man in the on-deck circle, who happens to be Jake Palmer, and now exiting to a roar from the crowd. Philly Fanatic, always just such a joy to have around BayCare Ballpark. Obviously, he's here a lot more during spring training, but we love him coming out to visit us here at BayCare Ballpark. You know he likes it better than Citizens Bank Park. You just want to say it. But Zach Hockey back out for his third inning of work for the Beach Dogs. They now lead it 5-4, so it would be Hockey eligible for the win, and likely with a blown save in his record after allowing 3 of the 4 runs in each of his first 2 innings here with Clearwater. Now Jake Palmer, the 9-hitter for the Tarpons, leads off the 6. Hockey deals, the breaking ball misses low, and the count is 1-0. Palmer walked back in the 4th inning, one of 3 players walked by Hockey so far. Still looking for his first hit with the Tarpons, as this one is hit in the air out to left field. Boyd, drifting backwards, camps underneath it, makes the grab with 2 hands for safety for the first out in the 6th. Palmer now 0-2. On the day. So, one gone here in the 6th inning. The lineup card turns over for Jared Cerna, as the UCLA graduate Jake Palmer is now 0-2 in his second appearance with the Tarpons. Cerna has played here for pretty much the entire season as he chops one foul down the third base line to make it an 0-1 count. He's 0-3. Popped out into foul territory to Cole Moore in front of the Tarpons dugout. And the count 0-1 to the league's home run leader. Cerna chops another one foul, and that took a weird hop. It bounced behind him and then deflected off of his bat on the backswing, landing in the netting next to the Tarpons dugout. So an 0-2 count to Cerna on a really strange foul ball, and Hockey locks and loads, trying to find the third strike. 0-2, hit on a line into left field, and that is a base hit from Jared Cerna. 8th hit of the day for the Tarpons, and Hockey has now allowed 4 of those 8 knocks. So it, on an 0-2 count, Cerna reaches first and becomes the tying run on the first base bag. The go-ahead run, Anthony Hall, was recorded out on a double play back in the 4th inning and is 1-2 on the day with a run scored and a walk. Cerna has good speed as the leadoff man, as Hall awaits the first pitch, fouls one back, and lands right next to the dugout. That was a little bit closer. About, I have to say, if that was about 3 feet to the left, I would have failed at making a diving catch. 14 stolen bases on the year for Cerna in 18 attempts, so he's been caught 4 times. And the count 0-1 now to his number 2 hitter, Anthony Hall. Cerna back in, sliding safely to the first base bag, and it's still a 1-1. So Cerna now 1-4 on the day, slowly lengthening his lead with Hall at the plate. Double play depth for the Threshers middle infielder. Cerna's off for second, pitches outside, a throw on the money from Disson, but a little bit too soft as it bounces in front of Rincon, and Jared Cerna has his 15th stolen base of the year. One ball and one strike to Hall, and the tying run now in scoring position for Tampa. 5-4 is the score. Next pitch, a breaking ball in there for a called strike 2 to Hall, who thought about going after the cutter, but he stays put. One ball and two strikes, as it looks like Calderon is set to come in, and John Henriquez is up warming up for the Beach Dogs. Hockey locking eyes with Cerna at second. The 1-2. Hard foul ball grounded, bouncing off the dugout of the Tarpons. The count will stay 1-2. So still one out, and the tying run on second here in the top of the sixth inning. The Beach Dogs lead it 5-4 in the third of five Beach Dogs nights on the season. Another one coming in July, and there will be one towards the end of August as well, a week before the 25th. So that's going to be the 18th of August is the last Beach Dogs night. 1-2, and now the count 2-2. Breaking ball, diving low and in it to Anthony Hall. Even count with one out and a man on second base here in the top of the sixth inning. Three homers and 19 RBIs for Hall, one of them a wall scraper that walked off the Threshers back on Saturday, April 22nd. Rincon holding Serna on second. Hockey goes home, 2-2, bounced foul again. And Balkovic, the manager and first base coach for the Tarpons, will let that bounce off the wall. Two balls and two strikes as Moore flips that into a fan in the stands. And we'll stay 2-2 to Anthony Hall. He's really lifted up his batting average. He was hitting barely 100 at the start of his season when the Threshers last played the Tarpons. Now he pops one up into left field. Boyd barely has to move. Drifting underneath it, makes the catch for the second out of the sixth inning. So two gone in the sixth, and now Augustine Ramirez coming up to represent the go-ahead run, but he struck out twice and grounded out to the shortstop on the first pitch he saw in the fifth inning. McFarland struck out Augustine Ramirez in the first, and Ash struck him out in the third. It's the first time he'll be facing the same pitcher, and this one lined sharply into left field, and that's in for a base hit. Boyd comes up with it, and wisely Cern against the stop sign over at third base, as Amarion Boyd has a very good arm. So that's hit number 9 for the Tarpons. Hit number 1 for Augustine Ramirez. And that puts two on with two outs in the sixth. Ramirez on first, Serna on third. And Boyd did a really good job getting to that quickly and saving a run. That's going to be it for Zach Hockey. And it looks like John Henriquez is going to come out of the Beach Dogs bullpen after 2 2/3 innings from Zach Hockey. So Hockey will give the ball to Marty Malloy, and we'll have a new pitcher for the Beach Dogs when we come back. 5-4 is the score. Beach Dogs in the lead, but 2-1 and 2 outs for the Tarpons here in the sixth. Pivotal moment here in this game, and Marty Malloy puts the ball in the hands of maybe his most reliable reliever. Fastball inside from John Henriquez makes it a 1-0 count to Downey Arias. Henriquez 9-0 on the season, leading the league in wins by a total of 4, with six tied at 5, including Andrew Wallach. 2-0 count now as the breaking ball misses low. Disson makes a really nice block to keep the runners at bay. On first base, you have Augustin Ramirez. On third, you have Jared Serna. Two outs and the 2-0 pitch hit the other way into left field, and that will tie up the game. Downey Arias will run around to second base as Boyd mishandles it. Now coming around third is another base runner in Ramirez, and he will score all the way from first on a Downey Arias double. 6-5 is the score now. Both of those runs will be charged to hockey, as it's now 6-5 Tarpons. All of the last 5 runs, property of Zach Hockey, on the 2-run double by Downey Arias. 6-5 is the score, and a man in scoring position for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch to Escanillo, fouled away, and the count 0-1. So Zach Hockey's Threshers debut officially over. 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 2/3 innings, 3 walks, and a strikeout, and in line. Well, actually, I don't think he's going to get a decision. Henriquez in line for the loss and with a blown save to his name. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count now 1-1 to Escanilla. So Henriquez, the league leader in wins, has pitched exclusively out of the bullpen for Marty Malloy's squad so far this season. In his 16th appearance, Henriquez deals the 1-1, fastball on the outside part of the plate, count 1-2 to Brenny Escanilla. 16 relief appearances for Henriquez, an ERA of 2.48 in 36 1/3 innings, 19 walks, 32 strikeouts, and now 2 blown saves. 1-2 count to Escanilla with 2 outs in the inning. And here's the pitch. Hit the other way over the glove of Kemp, and that's going to go into the corner of left field. Rounding second base is Arias. He will score, and it's an RBI single for Brenny Escanillo. That one run will be charged to Henriquez, and Escanillo has his second RBI knock of the day. It's now 7-5. Tampa, they've got all 7 of their runs in each of the last 4 innings. A run in the 3rd and 4th, 2 in the 5th, and 3 so far here in the 6th, with 2 outs and a man on first for Christopher Familia. He tied up the game initially back in the 5th on a 2-run home run as Henriquez checks Escanillo back over to first base. He slides in underneath the tag of Cole Moore. So still no count to Familia, who is 1-for-3 with a 2-run shot. Breaking ball, bouncing away from Disson. Escanillo into second base, and that's as far as he'll go, as the wild pitch from John Henriquez takes the force out away from the Beach Dogs. 1-0 count now to Familia. Second wild pitch of the day thrown by a Beach Dog hurler, and it's still 7-5 Tarpons with 2 gone here in the 6th inning. Right on left matchup as Henriquez looks over at second base. 7 on the pitch clock, he kicks and deals. Fastball on the outside corner counts 1-1. 4-pitch mix for Henriquez. 4-seamer, changer, slider, and a cutter. You'll see a heavy dose of those 4-seam fastballs. 1-1, fouled away, and this one rolls towards the Tarpons dugout, making the count down to 1-2. Short leadoff second for Escanillo. He's being held on by Rincon. Henriquez is now set after time was called by Christopher Familia. 10 on the pitch clock now. Henriquez set, puts the ball in his glove, sets it at the stomach. He looks back at second base. 3 on the clock, he deals. Escanillo's off for third, but that's bounced foul down the first base line into the hands of Rachel Balkovic. 1-2 still after the foul ball by Familia. 7 homers and 20 RBIs now after the 2-run shot back in the 5th inning. That tied up the game at 4. It is now 7-5 Tarpons. Now the 2-2. Escanillo to third again. The pitch misses outside. A bullet of a throw for Disson. And Escanillo tries to swim around the tag and cannot do so. 2-5 on the clock stealing. And Jordan Disson erases the runner on third base to end the inning. So Familia will lead off the seventh, but the Beach Dogs are trailing for just the second time. 7-5 is the score as three runs come across for Tampa on 3 2-out hits and another one, so 4 in total. No errors, nobody left as the score 7-5, Tarpons in the lead, and they'll have a new pitcher to start off the bottom of the sixth.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now, pitching for the Tarpons, number 2, Jordan Alderon. Leading off the bottom of the sixth for the Beach Dogs, second baseman Matt Alabama.
The Threshers down by 2, biggest lead of the game for the Tarpons, and they turn to number 2. Yorlin Calderon sends the first pitch of his game in there for a called strike to Matt Alafano, and that is an 0-1 count. Alafano got his first hit of the Threshers' season in the second inning, an RBI knock that made it 3-0. Now it's 7-5 in favor of the Tarpons, who have scored 3 runs in the top of the 6th inning. Calderon, making his second appearance of the week, is set. 5 on the pitch clock, he deals way outside on the slider. And the count even at 1-1. Calderon, 2.01 ERA, 2-1 record, and this is 20th game of the season. 39 strikeouts and 31 and a third innings pitch with just 8 walks. It's his 4th game against the Threshers this year, first against the Beach Dogs, and now the count is 2-1. On Tuesday, Calderon allowed 1 run on a hit in an inning of a third and a 10-4 loss for the Tarpons. 2-2, missing down low, and now the count is full at 3-2. Herman's night is done. He is in line for the victory if the score holds. 10 hits allowed, 5 runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Payoff pitch hammered foul, bouncing into the waiting arms of Marty Malloy. So, still a full count to Alafano. And here's the payoff again. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs. And that is the 40th strikeout of the season for Yorlin Calderon. Second of this series. And that's the first out here in the 6th inning. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who was the hero last night for the then Threshers. Now the Beach Dogs. He's 0-2 tonight, though. But last night, a 3-run double in the 4th inning gave Clearwater the lead for good. looking to start a rally here with nobody on and one out in the sixth. The Beach Dogs trailing by two. Calderon deals, breaking ball in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Now the 0-1. Fastball outside, called strike two. Just catching the outside corner on the right-hander Fergus, and his challenge changes the call. So what was an 0-2 count now turns into an even 1-1 count to Fergus, who struck out on his last at-bat, looking for his third hit of the series. 1-1, he holds up the swing, and it's confirmed by Kenny Garcia that Fergus did indeed not go. 2-1, the count to Cade, who is hitting .242 on the season with a team-leading 6 home runs and 27 RBIs. 2-1, hit the other way and foul, count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fergus comes from a baseball family. His mom played basketball in high school, but his dad was a former outfielder for the University of Miami. Fergus played at George Washington. Obviously, he wanted to go pro out of high school. It was a possibility for him, but he felt that college would be the best route. And he was getting recruited to the majors as soon as he was draft eligible. 2-2. Hammered down the left field line into left for a base hit by Cade Fergus. He's got a hit in each game of this series with a one-out single in the sixth to put the tying run at the plate in the form of Marion Boyd. The former All-Atlantic 10 outfielder for George Washington is now 3-for-10 on the series, and that is his first hit that did not go for extra bases against Tampa this week. So, one gone and a man on first, and Fergus with very good speed. Breaking ball missing low to Marion Boyd, who represents the tying run. Count 1-0, and the pitch challenge will stay 1-0. An unsuccessful challenge for Ramirez. He is now 1-2. Fergus, 4 steals and 5 attempts on the season, takes a big lead off the first base bag. 1-0 to Boyd. Calderon deals. High bouncer down the third baseline. No play at second. A bouncing throw into the glove of Palmer, and that is the second out of the sixth inning. So the ground out advances Fergus to second base, and Boyd now 1-for-3 on the day. Now the tying run turns to Justin Crawford, who has done nothing but belt big hits for the Beach Dogs in his first full professional season. 28 RBIs leads the team. .331 batting average leads both the team and the league. So if there's any guy you want at the plate in a clutch situation, it's this man right here. Breaking ball inside makes the count 1-0 to Crawford, who had an RBI triple in the second and is 1-for-3 on the day. Also has fantastic speed with 28 stolen bases. A single would likely give the Threshers one more run to chip away at this two-run Tarpons lead. Now the 1-0. Hit back up the middle. That's rolling into center field for a base hit. Fergus gets the wave around third base. He will score easily as the throw is cut off on the mound. Second RBI of the day for Justin Crawford, and the Beach Dogs are within one on an RBI single for Crawford.
The shortstop, Ryan
Lincoln. Great jump by Cade Fergus, who was off on contact, and now the tying run is at first in the form of one of the fastest players in Florida in Justin Crawford. Ryan Rincon represents the go-ahead run. He's tied with Fergus for the lead in homers. He drills this one deep into left center field, or right center field, excuse me. Going on the track to make the catch is Taylor Aguilar as Rincon flies out to end the sixth inning. But the Beach Dogs get a run back. One run scores on 2 hits, including an RBI knock by Justin Crawford. 7-6 now the score. The tying run left on base. And the Beach Dogs hit 7-6, heading into the seventh inning.
Upper deck! Around by home plate, which got back here. He's so lots of them over here. All right, do not forget to stop by the Project Pump Table right over here under the blue awning. I understand that their raffle is closing, so if you think you're a winner, stop by the Project Pump right over here at Westgate. And leading off, so the top of the seventh for the Dartmouth designated hitter, Christopher Familia.
Christopher Familia back to lead off the seventh inning, taking the first pitch from John Henriquez for a 1-0 count. He homered his last time up and was at the plate to end the sixth when Brenny Escanillo was caught trying to steal third. A hefty hack of a high upstairs fastball from Henriquez, and the count evens at 1-1. 7-6 the score, Beach Dogs in the lead, but the Tarpons in the league, the Beach Dogs, have put up a run in each of the last two frames. 2-1 the count as the fastball missing inside to Familia. He's 1-for-3 with a 2-run home run. Henriquez, the wind, the kick, and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball up and away, count 3-1. 7-6 the score, 12 hits for the Beach Dogs, 11 for the Tarpons, but it's Tampa in the lead by 1. High fly ball down the left field line and foul. Count now full at 3-2. So a full count now to the leadoff man in Familia. 7-hitter on the lineup. Payoff pitch, fouled away. That's going to go directly over my head and land on the roof of the broadcast booth to fill up the count at 3-2. So it turns out Marion Boyd was actually given an error on that Dowry Urias hit in the last inning that ended up scoring 2 runs as Familia fouls another one off to keep the count full at 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Payoff pitch on a cutter from Henriquez, and he as his first strikeout of the day. One gone here in the seventh. 7-6 still the lead for the Tarpons with one away, and that'll bring up Jesus Rodriguez. He's reached base all 3 times with a home run to lead off the fourth inning. One out here in the seventh. The pitch, breaking ball, missing upstairs, count 1-0. Henriquez winds and deals. 1-0 pitch, outside on the cutter, count 2-0. Henriquez from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, a variable hotbed of baseball talent. Fastball in there for a called strike 1 to Jesus Rodriguez. It's probably one of the more popular places for minor league talent. As you see, pretty much on every minor league roster, someone from Henriquez's home city. Fastball outside, and now the count's 3-1. That's been the count in 2 of the 2 at-bats in this frame. 7-6 the score, Tampa in the lead, nobody on, and 1 out here in the top of the 7th. Henriquez winds and deals. Outside on the fastball, that's his first walk of the day, and the first base runner in the 7th has Jesus Rodriguez. Has a homer and a single and has reached base with a hit, a walk, and a 5 pitch. So he's 2-for-2.
Right fielder, Taylor Aguilar.
And on first base for the 4th time. That'll bring up Taylor Aguilar, who walked back in the 4th inning, but that walk was sandwiched by 2 strikeouts. He's 0-for-2 on the day as the breaking ball underneath Disson's legs, and he finds it before Rodriguez can advance to second base. 1-0 count to Aguilar. With 1 out here in the 7th. Beach Dogs trail by one. Henriquez deals. 1-0, cut on and missed. A cut fastball running inside to the left-handed Aguilar. Count now 1-1. Jake Palmer on deck in his second game as a Tarpon this season. As Henriquez sets and deals. Fastball narrowly missing outside in the count 2-1. Aguilar struck out against two different pitchers. And he has not faced the same pitcher twice in this game. Now the 2-1. Fastball missing low, and it's 3-1. Strikeout in the second to McFarland for Aguilar, who walked in the fourth inning against Hockey, who also struck him out again in the fifth. 3 balls and 1 strike, no action in either pen, as Henriquez only on pitch number 30, and that will be ball number 4. 2 straight walks for Henriquez to put Rodriguez on second and Aguilar on first, and Matt Hockenberry will come out and have a chat with Henriquez on the mound, who is currently getting some rosin on his throwing hand. So the bullpen still clear. 7-6 is the score. Tarpons in the lead by 1. So on first base is Aguilar. He's walked twice today. Rodriguez is on second. 1 away, but a double play, which we've already seen once from the Beach Dogs, would end the inning. So Nobu Goto, the home plate umpire, is coming on the mound to break up the mound meeting. As Matt Hockenberry just trying to calm down Henriquez a little bit. Lefty action going in the Beach Dogs bullpen, which is likely just Andrew Wallen. Hard to see from this distance as he's currently pitching behind an umbrella, but confirming that it is Andrew Wallen warming up for the Beach Dogs here today. 1 gone in the 7th and a beautiful baseball sky in the air with Jake Palmer at the plate taking the first pitch, a fastball for a called strike, and that's always a good sign to see from a pitcher after a meeting on the mound initiated by the pitching coach. 0-1 the count to Palmer, who's walked and reached on a fielder's choice, but that ended the 2nd. This one bounced up the middle for his first hit as a Tarpon. Crawford fields it, sends it into the cutoff man at short, and a run scores on an RBI single for Jake Palmer. Aguilar to third, Rodriguez in the dugout with his 2nd run of the game, and Jake Palmer has his first hit and first RBI of the season. And the score up to 8-6 in favor of the Tarpons, with Walling moving back to the mound, warming up in the Beach Dogs bullpen. A double play still ends it, but now each team has 12 hits and the lead back up to 2 for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Jared Cerna, who got his first hit back in the 6th. He's 1-for-4. Breaking ball missing outside in the count 1-0 to the Tarpon shortstop. 1-for-4 on the day, a single stolen base and a run scored back in that 6th inning. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Second base is open with Palmer, not much speed, so he takes a very short lead off of first base. Shuffling around on the bag, and he now gets Henriquez to throw. Sends it in there upstairs, count 3-0 to Jared Cerna. Runners on the corners with one out in the frame. Henriquez deals. Cerna goes after the 3-0 and is way behind the cut fastball, bringing the count down to 3-1. Tarpon's pen is clear. Walling's warm-up intensify for the Beach Dogs bullpen. 3-1, Henriquez deals. Cerna swings and misses again, way out ahead of the fastball by Henriquez, and now the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Likely we'll see Palmer go on the 3-2 pitch. Still a man on third as well as first base with one out. Now the payoff. Palmer stays put. Called strike three as the fastball settles on the outside corner at the knees of Jared Cerna. Second strikeout of the inning and the game for Henriquez. And that is the second out in the seventh, taking the sacrifice off the table with the man on third base. So two gone for Anthony Hall, who singled and scored in the third, walked in the first, but he's 0 for 2 with a double play and a flyout in his last two at-bats. Flyed out to Boyd in left back in the sixth inning. Now the pitch. Hall lets it go. Good block by Disson as the breaking ball ended up in the dirt and now will go towards the Beach Dogs dugout. 1-0 the count now to Hall. 8-6 is the score. The run already home in the fifth consecutive inning for the Tarpons. The lead is 2 with each team having 12 hits. Fastball narrowly missing low on Hall, count 2 and 0. Palmer on first, Aguilar on third, as the Tarpons have runners on the corners with two outs. 2-0 count now to Hall. Henriquez deals. Fastball in there for a called strike, and that makes it 2 and 1. That was pitch number 41 for Henriquez. 20 of them have crossed the plate for strikes. Now the 2-1. Fastball in there for a strike again. Henriquez liking the outside of the plate on Hall, and now he's even up the count with back-to-back strikes after starting it at 2-0. Two outs here in the seventh. Henriquez, the 2-2. Narrowly missing low, count full, three balls and two strikes. Palmer heading to second on the eventual payoff pitch. Here's a 3-2. Cracked foul as that one bounced in foul territory on the first base side before it reached the glove of Moore, and Hall we'll get a new stick. So Anthony Hall going to the on-deck circle to get some pine tar on his new wood. Back to first is Jake Palmer. On third is Taylor Aguilar. Each of them were off on contact on the 3-2 broken bat. Payoff coming again from Henriquez. Palmer heading to second. Once again, payoff pitch. Palmer goes, fastball upstairs, and it's ball four. So the new wood from Hall won't be used in this at-bat. He sends it towards the dugout to load the bases with two outs in the seventh inning. One out away from stretching, but a loaded set of bags for Augustin Ramirez. He's got a chance to really break this game open. Three walks in the inning for John Henriquez, most in a frame for him this season, most in a game for him this season. And now Ramirez up with the bases loaded and two outs. First pitch, fastball in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Ramirez 1-for-4, scored on a single in his last at-bat. And he's got a loaded set of bags to work with. Aguilar on third, Palmer on second, Hall on first with two outs here in the seventh. The 0-1 bouncing into the glove of Disson, a good sliding box block moving into the left-handed batter's box to make the stop. Fans clapping in support of Henriquez. Even count at 1-1 with the bases loaded and two outs. The windup and the pitch. This one is hitting the air in the gap out to right center. This could be trouble. Fergus chasing, and that one's going to hit off the wall. The bases will clear as Ramirez rounds second base, but stands up with a double. Three runs come across, and the Tarpons break a big hole in this one. 11-6 is now the score on a two-out, three-run double by Augustin Ramirez. Marty Malloy will come out and pull John Henriquez from the game. A full inning completed. He's responsible for the man on second with four runs allowed this inning. Andrew Walling will come out from the Beach Dogs bullpen and try to close out this inning. Clearwater trails by 5 in an 11-6 ball game.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is the Beach Dogs, number 11, Andrew Walling.
Andrew Walling on the mound trying to close out a tough seventh inning for the Beach Dogs. 11-6 to score. Walling starts off the frame with a fastball inside on Dowry Arias. He had a two-run double that gave the Tarpons the lead back in the sixth, one that they have not surrendered. 5 runs the lead now for Tampa, their biggest lead against the Beach Dogs since that 10-2 victory in the second game these two played all season. 2-0 count now to Arias, who has reached 3 of 4 times, a walk, and 2 RBIs. Walling, in his 19th appearance of the season, gets his first strike of the day on an indoor cutter to make the count 2-1. 2.49 ERA for Walling, 5-0 the record with 2 saves, 18 walks, and 33 strikeouts in 25 1/3 innings. He hasn't allowed a run in his last 2 innings after he earned his 5th win to start off this series. Fastball missing outside, count 3-1. And now he's in danger of putting Arias on base for the 4th time. 3-1 now to Arias, and the pitch inside almost hits him, and now Arias, 2 singles, a double, and now a walk in the 7th inning. So Henriquez still responsible for the man on second base, that's Augustin Ramirez.
Second baseman Brady.
The runner on first would be charged to Walling if he scores, and now the number, the 9th hitter in the inning coming up for the Tarpons is Brenny Escanillo, switch hitter hitting from the right-handed side of the box for the first time. Fastball missing upstairs, and the count's 1-0. 2 on and 2 outs, 4 runs across already in the 7th inning as the Tarpons lead it 11-6. Now the 1-0, both runners go. Disson goes to third, the throw in time, and gets the runner at third base. Second time this game that Jordan Disson has taken a runner out at a third base bag. Augustin Ramirez the victim this time, and that ends the top of the 7th inning. So 4 runs come across in the frame for the Tarpons. And that happens on 2 hits with no errors and 1 man left. 11-6 the score. Let's thresh it out as the Threshers look to spark a comeback in the bottom 7th. Thank you.
Beach Dogs players and staff would like to wish a happy birthday to Anna. Happy birthday from the Beach Dogs.
Otto Kemp lines the first pitch at the bottom of the seventh, foul down the left field line. The Beach Dogs trailing 11-6 in a game that is combined for 25 hits between the Beach Dogs and the Tarpons. Kemp takes this one now down to the right field line, but still staying mostly behind home plate, count 0-2. Yordan Calderon still in here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 0-2 count now to Kemp, who's 0-2 on the day, but he does have an RBI on a sacrifice fly back in the fifth inning. Now the 0-2. Way outside on the breaking ball, and the count's now 1-2 to Otto. 11-6 is the score. Tampa has put up runs in each of the last five innings, a run in the third and fourth, two in the fifth, three in the sixth, and then a four-run seventh. Slider outside, and now the count evens to Kemp at 2 balls and 2 strikes, a guy who is tied for 8th in the league with 34 walks on the season. Now it's a 2-2. Calderon sets and deals. Fastball called strike 3 on the outside corner, but Kemp's going to challenge it. ABS says it's still a called strike 3. Second strikeout of the day for Calderon, and there's the leadoff man in the seventh inning. Second straight time that Calderon has struck out the leadoff man in the inning. That'll bring up Jordan Disson, who struck out in his last at-bat, but he has been excellent for the Beach Dogs today. 2 hits, a run scored, and 2 runners thrown out at third base. He swings and misses a first-pitch fastball from Calderon to make the count 0-1. 5-run deficit for Clearwater. They have won both prior games in their Beach Dogs uniforms. This would be the first loss as the Beach Dogs in 2023. Now Calderon kicks and deals. Outside corner called strike 2. Another fastball poured in there by Calderon. Some right-handed action in the Tampa bullpen as Calderon, in an inning and a third, threw with his game with now 25 pitches, and that one fouled back by Disson. 25 pitches in from Calderon with 16 in for strikes as the Philly Fanatic is back starting the slow clap. Maybe that'll motivate the Beach Dogs. 0-2. Hit back up the middle by Disson. A great diving catch by Brenny Escanillo. He just robbed Jordan Disson of a base hit, leaning to his right and making a fantastic catch. That is just a top-notch defensive play. And there are 2 outs now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Felix Reyes up at the plate. Nobody on and 2 outs. Beach Dogs trail by 5. Reyes pops this one up directly over home plate. Underneath it is Ramirez, and he makes the catch for the final out of the seventh inning. So, a 1-2-3 seventh puts the Beach Dogs down in order, ending their run scored streak at 2 after putting runs across in the 5th and 6th. 11-6, Tarpons lead. We'll head into the 8th with Andrew Walling back on the mound for Clearwater.
Oh, crap. We'll do it after the half. I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
So, Brenny Escanil, the only player without an at-bat in the seventh inning for the Tarpons, leads off the eighth. Walling sent the first pitch outside for ball number one. Escanil, two hits and three at-bats, also walked and scored in the fifth inning. 11-6, the lead for the Tarpons, 13 hits to Clearwater's 12, and that might be 14, and it will be. A bloop single into center field bounces directly in front of Justin Crawford, who made a solid effort, but he was just in a little bit too deep to make a play on that. Three hits in the ballgame for Escanillo, all singles, as hit number 14 leaped off the eighth inning for the Tampa Tarpons. Nobody out and one on for Christopher Familia, as the fastball in there for a called strike, count 0 and 1. Familia, 1-for-4 on the day, but that one hit was a big one, a game-tying two-run jack in the fifth inning. Now, the third consecutive inning at that point where Tampa had a run score. Breaking ball outside, gloved by Disson, smushed it against the dirt, and Escanillo will stay on first base. 1-1 the count. With Escanillo on first base. Familia, 7 homers, 20 ribbies on the year. This one taken the other way down the left field line, hooking foul. One ball and two strikes now to Familia, who struck out on his last at bat. And that is certainly something the Beach Dogs would like to see with the leadoff man on here in the seventh inning. Runs in each of the last five for Tampa, 4 in the seventh, 3 in the sixth, 2 in the fifth, and 1 in the third and fourth. It's part of what makes up the 11-6 lead. Now the 1-2, Walling takes a deep breath and deals. Curveball hit on the way to second. Alifano has a play to second. Rincon gets it for one, but no play at first base, and just a 4-6 fielder's choice as Christopher Familia beats out the potential twin killer. So Familia replaces Escanillo over on first base, and he's got good speed, particularly for a power hitter. One gone here in the eighth with Jesus Rodriguez up to the plate. Familia, no stolen base attempts, or no stolen bases this season, but he's 14-for-20 in his four-year minor league career. First pitch, bounced up the middle to Walling. He turns around, sends to Alifano for one, on to first, a pick, and that's a double play. Cole Moore with a fantastic play, picking the baseball out of the dirt for a 1-4-3 double play to end off the eighth inning. So two chances of a twin killing. The Beach Dogs get one of them, and the Tarpons are held scoreless for the first time since the third. No one left on base, one hit for Tampa, and we'll head into the bottom of the eighth. But first, the Major League Scoreboard update from our good friend, Lance Williams.
They are on the first pitch of the 1st jersey being worn for the Tampa Clearwater Flyers.
He's open at 5:30 for the 6:30 game. Get your tickets today at the Daycare Box Office located at the West Gate entrance or at customer service and take advantage of our 5 minutes purchase savings.
The Rangers at home.
Thank you, Lance. We'll see you again during the post-game show. Right now, it's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Orlean Calderon will be called on for action once again by the Tampa Tarpons. He's allowed one run so far in two innings of work. And if he completes this inning and the ninth, he would be in line for a save. But there's some right-handed action now in both bullpens, with the righty starting to get loose for the Beach Dogs as well. 7, 8, and 9 up in the eighth for Clearwater, but a very productive bottom third of the order tonight. Cole Moore leads things off. He's 2 for 3 with a double, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. First pitch to Moore, a fastball outside, makes it 1-0. Matt Alifano, part of the double play turn at the end of the seventh, or the end of the top of the eighth inning, is 1 for 3 with an RBI single, and Fergus is 1 for 3 with a run scored. Moore swings and misses, and that makes it a 1-1 count. So, in 9 at-bats for the bottom third of the order, you have 4 hits, 2 runs, and 3 RBIs. 1-1, outside on the heater, count 2-1. So it's been 7, 8, and 9 that has been the most productive for Clearwater, as the Beach Dogs trail 11-6 here at home against the Tarpons. This one is bounced up the middle off the glove of Calderon. Barehanded by Serna, but he won't be able to pick that up. And Cole Moore gets his first 3-hit game of his career. No way you can call that an error on Serna. Charging off a deflected ball, a barehanded play was the only chance of getting Cole Moore at first base. It's the 13th hit of the day for the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Moore's second multi-hit game of his career. Both have come this season, and this is the first time he has recorded 3 in a single game. Breaking ball, catching the outside corner to Matt Alifano to make the count 0-1. He is 1 for 3, was caught stealing, but drove in a run in the second. Most combined hits in a game that the Beach Dogs have played in this year. 13 of the total 27 hits today. Alifano lets a breaking ball go upstairs, count 1-1. 11-6 is the score. Tampa is in the lead. The largest deficit that Clearwater has faced in quite some time. 1-1. Hit back up the middle, but it's fielded by Escanillo. He tags second, sends it to first, and that is a 4-3 unassisted double play. That looked like it was going to go up the middle, but Escanillo was playing centered, anticipating that. And their shift pays off for the Tarpons. So after a leadoff single, the base runners are erased on the Beach Dogs' first twin killing of the game. And now they have 4 outs remaining with Cade Fergus up at the plate, 2 gone here in the eighth inning. Fastball in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Fergus, 1 for 3 on the day, singled and scored back in the fifth. That's pitch number 35 for your Orlean Calderon, 23 for strikes. Pitch number 36 is popped up into shallow right center field. Coming in is Aguilar. He makes the catch on the run for the final out of the eighth inning. So for the second straight frame, Orlean Calderon facing the minimum for the Tarpons. And they look for some insurance in the top of the ninth inning. 11-6 is the score. Tampa in the lead here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
That's a true, true for one drink special available at Sunset Lounge, just a mile from the ballpark. Good beer tickets, looking for a great local craft beer? Visit Big Storm Brewing Company, Snap Room, or 500 square foot outdoor patio on 49th Street in Clearwater. Or 7-1 today here at Big Bear Ballpark. Attention all fans and canine companions, the Threshers invite you to run the bases after today's game. At the conclusion of the game, please head to section 116-117. Dogs run the bases will begin immediately following the game. For fans participating in tonight's launch ball contest, please head to the right field concourse behind section 101. The contest will begin directly following the game.
First pitch of the ninth inning misses outside. 95-mile-an-hour heat from Daniel Harper to Taylor Aguilar. Harper is the sixth pitcher of the game for the Beach Dogs, the most they've used in a contest this season. 1-1 now to Aguilar. Another fastball from Harper evens up the count on the Tarpons right fielder. Two walks, a run, and two strikeouts in four plate appearances for Taylor. Fastball inside, now the count 2-1. And Aguilar walked and scored in his last at-bat. For Harper, this is his third appearance of the season, second of the series, and at BayCare Ballpark. A scoreless inning with two strikeouts on Tuesday as he gets Aguilar to ground out to first. The high chopper in the glove of Moore, he'll tag the bag for the first out of the ninth inning.
First baseman, Jake Palmer.
So Harper, two shutout innings in his prior two outings, two strikeouts against Tampa on Tuesday, one in his season debut against Fort Myers. He's allowed just one hit in now 2 1/3 innings of work, and now faces Jake Palmer, who got his first hit of the season in his last at-bat. Fastball missing outside, count 1-0. Harper, definitely a guy who likes to turn on the gas. Four-seamer, slider, and a cutter, and you'll see mostly four-seam fastballs here against the Tarpons. Palmer lifts this into the gap in left center field, and that's going to drop in for extra bases. Palmer turns on the jets and stands up at second base with a one-out double. Hit number 15 for the Tarpons. Palmer, not only his first hit of the year, his first multi-hit game in 2023. A one-out double for Palmer. It's the first extra base hit that Harper has allowed this season. And the Tarpons have now recorded the most hits in a single game against the Beach Dogs this season. It was previously 14 the last time Harper pitched on the ninth in a win against Fort Myers, or in a loss against Fort Myers. The one loss of that series. And now hit number 15 sets a new high mark for hits in a game. So a quick meeting on the mound is now over. Jordan Disson going back behind home plate as Jared Serna now up for the sixth time today. He's 1-for-5, but when he got on in the sixth, he stole a base and scored a run. Combined 28 hits in this ball game, the Beach Dogs still 4 off their season best mark. Serna takes a fastball in there for a called strike and the count 0-1. Harper like Zach Hockey, an alum of the University of Kentucky. 17th round pick by the Phillies back in 2022. 0-1, breaking ball missing outside, count 1-1. Harper began the season in the Florida Complex League with really extended spring training as he was on the injured list of the Threshers at the start of the season, reinstated during the Fort Myers series. Fastball low, count now 2-1. Began the year on a 7-day injured list here in Clearwater. And soon after his 24th birthday, he joined the Beach Dogs in their road trip to Fort Myers for his first action with the team all season. Now it's 2-2 to Cerna as he swings and misses on a fastball. And that fastball has got a lot of life to it, 95 and 96 it's been sitting so far tonight. One save in 7 relief appearances for the Threshers last season. And this is hit on a line by Cerna, also into the left center field gap. Palmer sprinting around third. He's coming home. The throw into the cutoff man at second. And that is an RBI single for Jared Cerna. Tied for the league lead now is Cerna with his 38th RBI of the year. Palmer scores for the second straight time. And now it's 12-6 Tarpons, and they have scored runs in 6 of the 9 innings. That'll bring up the lefty Anthony Hall. First run that Harper's allowed this year, and here's the pitch. Fastball again. This one misses low. Count 1-0 to Hall, who walked and scored his last time up. He's walked twice and is 1-for-3 on the day. 2 runs, though, for Hall, as Harper trying to negate that as a possibility. 1 gone and 1 on here in the ninth. Harper deals, breaking ball missing upstairs, count 2-0. And a short leadoff first base for Cerna. He's already stolen a base today, but Harper is not an easy guy to steal on. The 2-0 pitch, fastball missing upstairs, count 3-0. Of the final 9 base stealers that tried to steal one on Harper when he was at the University of Kentucky, 6 of them were caught. 3-0, right down the pipe, and the fastball makes the count 3-1. So Cerna, with 15 stolen bases on the year, takes a short lead off first, though with a 6-run lead, hard to imagine that he'll be trying to steal an extra bag. 3-1, fouled away over the press box, and the count now evens at 3-2. Of course, the Beach Dogs already in the Florida State League playoffs, clinching in Fort Myers during the first time Harper had joined the team. 3-2. The pitch. Upstairs, fastball, ball 4. First walk of the season issued by Daniel Harper. Cerna to second. On first is Hall. He's walked 3 times today, and the Beach Dogs have walked a total of 9 Tarpons hitters. That'll bring up Augustin Ramirez, who broke this game open with a bases-clearing 3-run double in his last at-bat in the 7th. He's got hits in each of his last 2 appearances at the plate, 2-for-5 on the day. First pitch to Ramirez. He goes after it and fouls it back, count 0-1. The count, 2-1, and here's the pitch. Fastball zips past the outside corner, count 1-1. So the most walks the Beach Dogs have allowed in a game is 12. They have allowed 9 after Hall walked here. Now the 1-1. Fouled away by Ramirez. Count down to 1-2. Two on and one out. Beach Dogs infield a double play depth with Alifano holding the runner on second base against the righty Ramirez. Harper, the 1-2, he did not go. Slider misses outside, and the count evens at 2-2. Cerna on second, Hall on first. 2-2 count with one out to Ramirez here in the ninth inning. The 2-2. Drilled on a line into left center field, and that is going for extra bases. Three straight RBI knocks for Augustine Ramirez, and two will come home as rounding third, scoring from first base, is Anthony Hall. Two doubles, five runs driven in by Ramirez in his last two at-bats, and it's now 14-6 in favor of the Tarpons. And that's going to bring Matt Hockenberry to the mound to have a chat with Daniel Harper. Some emergency relievers getting loose for the Beach Dogs, but they've already used five relief pitchers after McFarland went just two innings in the start. Two shutout frames, and him and Walling, the only two Beach Dogs pitchers not to allow a run in their outing. But now the Beach Dogs trailing by eight. And it is just the second largest margin of loss that they have been behind. The largest deficit was against Dunedin. They lost 15-5 back on the Friday of that series. Tampa won by eight in one of the two games. They beat the Threshers back at Steinbrenner Field, and now they are in the top of the ninth as the fastball misses inside to Arias, count 1-0. Now they're up by eight for the second time against Clearwater here at BayCare Ballpark with a chance to win the second game of this series. 1-0. High fly ball foul down the left field line, count now even at 1-1. Just Augustine Ramirez on second base, who has five RBIs, the most by a single player against the Clearwater team this season. Hits and runs produced in each of his last three at-bats, scoring on a single in the sixth, three-run double in the seventh, and now a two-run double here in the ninth with three runs already home. Fastball low and in, 2-1 count now to Dowry Arias, who drove in 2-1 and double in the sixth and is 3-for-4 on the day after a seventh-inning walk. 2-1 the count to Arias, one gone here in the top nine. Harper deals. Fastball hit on the ground to first, picked up by Moore, and he takes the low bounce back to first base himself for the second out of the inning. So Moore is responsible for unassisted ground outs, both outs here in the ninth inning. But Arias gets Ramirez over to third base on his three unassisted. The Dogs don't like it either. First time that the Beach Dogs will take a loss this season if they can't come up with eight or more runs in the ninth inning. Escanillo shatters his bat as he grounds this ball to second base. Backhanded by Alifano, he gets it to Moore in time, and that ends the ninth inning. But the Tarpons tack on some insurance. They get three runs on three hits, no errors, and a man left. As we head into the bottom of the ninth inning, last licks for the Beach Dogs. 30 hits in the ball game, a 14-6 lead for the Tarpons.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now pitching for the Tarpons, number 8, Ocean Devonia. Thank you.
want. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leading off the bottom of the ninth to the Beach Dogs left fielder, Demarion Boy.
Last chance for the Beach Dogs and a new pitcher for the Tarpons, Ocean Gabonia, on to face the top of Clearwater's order. Not a good start as the fastball goes way wide and bounces off the backstop back into the awaiting arms of Nobu Goto. 1-0 the count to Boyd, who is 1-for-4 on the day, scored on this single in his second inning. Fastball in there for a called strike, count even at 1-1. Boyd, 267 hitter on the year, 14 RBIs. Now will be a pretty good time for his first career home run. As the 1-1 hit the other way, foul down the right field line, count 1-2. Gabonia, 15, now 16 appearances on the season, 2-0 with a 5.95 ERA. He's blown two saves, though he's not in a save situation here. 1-2, fastball missing outside, count 2-2. 19 strikeouts and 11 walks in 19 and two-thirds innings. It's Gabonia's first outing of the series, or of the season, as Boyd grounds this one up the middle. It's picked out of the air by Gabonia. An underhand flip gets the speedy Boyd over at first base. And there's been some fantastic defense in this series. A couple really nice plays in the late innings by the Tarpons. That'll bring up Justin Crawford, who has driven in two runs on two hits. He's 2-for-4 today with his fourth triple of the season in his nine-game hit streak. Gabonia has now pitched an inning and two-thirds against Clearwater as the first-pitch fastball misses upstairs to Crawford. An inning and a third when the Beach Dogs visited Tampa did not allow a run and struck out two. Crawford takes the inside pitch back to the pitcher, throw over to first base by Gabonia, and just barely staying on the first base bag is Jake Palmer. A tough play on a jam shot ground ball up the middle gets Crawford for the second straight 1-3 ground out, and out Brian Rincon is the last chance for the Beach Dogs. So Clearwater already in the playoffs, clinching the first half of the Florida State League, but they trail by 8, tying their season worst margin against the Tarpons. That last one happened on the Wednesday of the opening series between these two clubs. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses up and in to Brian Rincon, who was 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He scored the last run in the fifth from the Beach Dogs, and now it's 1-1 as he swings and misses at a rare breaking ball by the Hawaii native in Ocean Gabonia. Fastball upstairs, and that gets the strike zone, and now Rincon down to his final strike. 1-2, 2 outs, the base is clear here in the ninth, and the Beach Dogs trailing 14-6. 1-2 now, and the pitch. Rincon takes it the other way, a leaping grab, and the catch is made to end the game by Jesus Rodriguez. A great defensive play to end it here for Tampa. 14-6 is the final score, and we're going to send it right to Lance Williams for a quick post-game show.
Yeah, Josh, a tough loss for the Alex McFarland, the 8th-ranked prospect in all of the Philly system. He pitched two scoreless innings, allowing just one hit, three Ks. But after being pulled after two, the bullpen really struggled. 16 hits came out of the bullpen. In fact, the most hits allowed all year long, 17 hits for the Tampa Tarpons, and 9 walks all around. A tough night for the Threshers pitching staff. But the offense did perform. Starting off, we have Justin Crawford, who is 2-for-5 with two RBIs. He continues his hit streak up to 9 now. His longest is 10. Also, Cole Moore, a fantastic night, 3-for-4 with an RBI. Jordan Disson, the catcher, 2-for-4, and Felix Reyes, 2-for-4. So four Beach Dogs with multiple hits. But a very rare occurrence here in Clearwater. No stolen bases for the Beach Dogs. Only one attempt from Matt Alifano, and he got tied. So tough night for Clearwater. The scoring started off for the Threshers, which it's pretty unique because the Threshers actually 27-6 when they scored first, and they jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the top of the second. So the scoring started when Cole Moore hit a double that allowed Jordan Disson and Felix Reyes to score. Then Matt Alifano got his first hit for the Clearwater Threshers this season, just his second game. He singled that brought in Cole Moore. And then Justin Crawford, a triple that brought in Amarian Boyd. Justin Crawford, the batting average leader in all of the Florida State League. Next, Clearwater scored in the bottom of the fifth from Otto Kemp with a sacrifice fly. And then in the bottom of the sixth, Justin Crawford singled that brought in Cade Ferguson. Fortunately, it was not enough for the Threshers or for the Beach Dogs, as the Beach Dogs officially got their first loss of the season. The Beach Dogs now 2-1, and Threshers 42-18 on the year. The other games in the Florida State League right now. First, we have the Dunedin Blue Jays, who blew out the Lakeland Flying Tigers at home 13-2. 13 hits for the Blue Jays. Next, the St. Lucie Mets lost in Palm Beach 1-0. And the Jupiter Hammerheads lost in Daytona against the Tortugas 7-2. One game still going on. That's the Bradenton Marauders hosting the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Bradenton on top 6-1 in the middle of the ninth. So tomorrow's game is here in Baycare Ballpark. Back to the Threshers. That game is at 6:30 for the first pitch. You can purchase tickets at threshersbaseball.com/tickets. Or if you cannot make the game, you can join us here on the Threshers Broadcast Network at 6:15 p.m. for the pregame show. That'll be me and Josh Sperber. So, for me, Lance Williams, and Josh Sperber, and everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, we'd like to thank you for joining in on this Clearwater Beach Dogs matchup versus the Tampa Tarpons. The Beach Dogs fall 14-6, but we'll be back here tomorrow. We'd like to wish you guys a good night. Thank you.